I think it's time to make a start, please. First of all, can we go round the room? This is Paul Benson, North West England.
Stand level, North East England.
Evan Reese, Ohio, U.S.
Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
Gökhan Güngör from Turkey, Istanbul.
Çağrı Gökçek, Istanbul, Turkey.
And Orhan from Istanbul.
Okay, so the last 2 weeks we have been looking at the Borg defense. For those not familiar with the Borg defense, it is where Black sets up a kingside pawn structure involving pawn golf 5 and pawn hotel 6. There is obviously going to be bishop golf 7 to be played, and after that it seems you can almost make it up as you go along. The strength of the players today: White does not have an ELO rating, but 2 years after this game he was rated 2295. So at least a candidate master, may approaching PDA master level. And Black is an international master and his rating is 2390. Okay, the game begins. Pawn, echo 4. Game move, pawn, echo 4. Game move, Black, pawn, golf 5. The game move, White, pawn, delta 4. The game move, Black, pawn, hotel 6. All right, game one of the three games. Well, we had two games. This is a third. We saw White playing bishop delta 3, knight echo 2, castling kingside, snatching a pawn on Charlie 5 and Bravo 6, and we had an opposite wing castling. Game two, we saw White playing knight Charlie 3, bishop echo 3, queen delta 2, and castles queenside. And now game three. Well, there have been several suggestions here that White should play pawn hotel 4. Pawn hotel 4 does get pawn imbalance. Black has two replies. Black can play golf takes hotel 4, or there is even a gambit line involving pawn golf 4. Well, today we're going to see a fairly direct challenge. The game move for White is pawn foxtrot 4. So, Black to play. Any ideas?
Well, I know he's probably not going to do it, but if it was me, I would just leave it sit and develop some more. Maybe do the bishop golf 7 or even the knight to foxtrot 3 or... No, maybe
six,
not.
Maybe. Foxtrot 6.
Foxtrot 6.
No, not knight foxtrot. No, White might push pawn echo 5 on you.
Yeah, he might. Okay. If White takes golf 5, then hotel 6 can take golf 5, and you have an open line for your rook.
Yeah, White can continue with bishop takes golf 5. Right. You're potentially losing a pawn. Are you a pawn, or are you gaining open lines?
That's true.
I could play here golf 4.
Yes, you can. You can still push pawn golf. Nobody has plays in this position, but you can push pawn gold four.
I don't like White's idea because it's a well-known defense against the what's it called? The Dutch defense is to play rook pawn and the knight pawn and challenge it.
You're talking about systems where White plays pawn hotel three, then pawn gold four. They can be very dangerous for Black.
Yeah, then White has walked right into the same thing voluntarily. It must be better for White than this, anyway.
I think what we saw last week, knight Charlie 3, bishop echo 3, queen delta 2, castle queen side, and just see what Black does is a sensible way. You don't need to know much. You can just play normal chess. The only piece you have to be worried about is the foxtrot 1 bishop. Do not develop it too early. Keep that bishop at home. Play knight golf echo 2, knight golf 3. Pretty much as we saw last week. White had a perfectly acceptable position to play with last week. So you should not be afraid of this defense. I meant to look it up, but I think Black gets a very good score with this defense. I think the reason is that because none of the top grandmasters are playing this, the average club player doesn't know how to play against it with White.
Well, it looks like it violates a principle because everybody says, well, I guess apparently not everybody, but most people say that you should move to try to control the center. How do these pawns on golf and hotel help Black fight for the center?
Black is going to put the bishop on golf 7, and then you start blasting away with pawn Charlie 5, trying to get a play on the long diagonal. So the pieces are going to challenge the center, not the pawns.
Okay.
It's a totally different way of playing. It's called the hypermodern, and you should be looking at people like Nimzowitsch from the 1920s for that style of play.
Yes, modern is 1920.
Yeah, going back to 1920, 100 years ago, but they were beginning to break the rules knowingly and getting good results with it.
Yeah, so the other guy put pawns in the center as targets, and then you hit them from the side and undermine them and win them. That's their idea.
That's a simple explanation. Yeah. Play can become very tactical, and here Black is offering a pawn already.
By the way, at our level, I think the old idea of controlling the center is usually a better idea.
It's easier to play. This way of playing by Black is very dangerous. And bear in mind, this is an international master, so he knows what he's doing. He can calculate tactics. And he knows the window of opportunity might only be open for one move, and he should be strong enough to take it. A club player will miss many opportunities if they try to play like this.
Yep.
So what you probably have on the database is strong players with Black taking up this system and getting good results with this, and so they inflate the percentage to make it look as if this is crushing for Black. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the bishop is definitely going to go to golf 7, but White's been holding back on pieces, and this is a feature of this opening I've noticed. There's quite a lot of games where there's an awful lot of pawn moves in the opening. All right, I think you've more or less found the game move. The game move for Black is bishop golf 7. So Black is saying, take the pawn if you want.
I have a question.
Yep.
Actually, I'm confused. What was the White's move? Was it G4?
No, foxtrot.
Oh, okay. I was confused. Okay.
Yeah. So White is threatening to win a pawn on golf 5 now. Mm-hmm.
But if he does, then Black's rook is developed immediately, and White's got to worry about his own king.
Yeah, and Black can play it in Benko Gambit style.
Ask one move. Knight Felix 6.
Go on.
No. Bishop Golf 7. Game move Bishop Golf 7, but I ask.
Game move Bishop.
Yes. I ask a Knight Felix 6 if black play. If black play Knight Felix 6, e5, you say e5, true?
I think so, yes.
But knight eva4 and black d5, for example, not good for you?
I would be happy with that. I would play bishop delta 3. If knight fox delta 3 to pawn echo 5, knight echo 4, bishop delta 3, queen echo 2, I will prepare castle and queen side.
Okay, thank you.
If white takes the pawn, foxtrot takes golf 5 and wins a pawn on golf 5, black will just put rooks on golf 8 and leave the hotel eat rook active and make targets of golf 2 and hotel 2. So black will have activity for the pawn. White will be defending for a long time. And if white ever loses the pawn back in that sort of position, whoever loses the pawn back, the gambit pawn, If the pawn is regained, it's the player who gave the pawn first usually ends up better, because when you lose the pawn, the opposing pieces will still be active. All right, well, white's just going to play a sensible move here. The game move for white is pawn Charlie 3. So white is trying to block the activity of the golf 7 bishop. But when you play pawn Charlie 3, you cannot have a knight on Charlie 3. So now, if you play knight Charlie 3, you always give the black bishop on golf 7 should be able to find activity somehow with pawn Charlie 5 for black. If you play pawn Charlie 3, it cuts down the aggression, the danger of pawn Charlie 5, but you haven't got the best square for your knight. All right, it's black to play. Any ideas?
Well, 5 is one idea. Well, again, as you mentioned, white has made all these pawn moves now, kind of defensive for white.
Sorry, which 5? Which move?
There are all these white pawn moves.
Yeah, so what should black do? Black to play.
Oh, yeah. My suggestion was Charlie 5.
Charlie 5, okay, yeah, maybe, yeah. By the way, the database only had 2 games with this variation. And we are already in the only game in this variation. This is the only game with pawn Charlie 3.
We are privileged.
Yep. They are writing history in front of us.
Charlie 3, so called.
Yep, Charlie 3.
Black.
Right. With white putting a pawn on Charlie 3, it means white cannot have a knight on Charlie 3. So there's an idea here for black, where black can take advantage of white not being able to have a knight on Charlie 3.
I was going to say E5. In response to your explanation, your focus on not enabling white to put knight child e3, I would just suggest e5.
Echo 5.
Yeah,
the knight. Echo 5.
I say d5.
Yeah, I would say D.
Delta 5. Sorry. Delta 5.
Delta 5.
The light squares.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You're right. You found the game move. And this is quite a deep move. It took me a long while to realise what Black was doing here. Well, it didn't occur to me the first time I played through the game. The game move is pawn delta 5. Game move pawn delta 5. Okay, so if White takes this, Black can play queen takes delta 5, and then come in with pawn Charlie 5 later. White cannot get a knight to Charlie 3, so no matter what White does now, Black has control of the delta 5 square. And we'll have control of the delta 5 quite a few moves. If White tries moves like what? Echo takes delta 5, queen takes delta 5. White cannot play pawn Charlie 4 because you lose the delta 4 pawn.
Yes.
And if White now plays knight delta 2 to protect Echo 4, Black might be cheeky enough to grab a pawn on Foxtrot 4.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Actually, it is about, again, knight child 3 or child 3. I mean, instead of White doing child 3, why would White prefer, why would not White prefer to play knight echo 2 just to protect delta 4? By this way, I mean, in case of the move of delta 5, knight White may also play knight bishop knight bella Charlie 3.
Okay, that's a fairly slow approach, but it probably does the job. You will have difficulties developing your Foxtrot 1 bishop.
Delta 4 pawn is already protected, so you don't have to defend it. You can do something else until he attacks it. Protected by the queen.
Yeah, it's already protected by the queen and the. Yeah.
One of the bishops. So then, when you put the knight out on the second pile, you don't have him in the bishop.
Well, you can play the setup which we saw last week, which is knight Charlie 3, bishop echo 3, queen delta 2. Castles and then knight golf echo 2, but you can play your move order if you like. You can play knight echo 2, knight bravo Charlie 3, bishop echo 3, queen delta 2. It's safe and it's solid.
Yeah.
Do not try to wipe out these strange openings. Just accept them for what they are and play good, solid, sensible chess in reply. And you will have an acceptable position when you enter the middle game.
I understand, thank you.
It's White's move, right?
White's move, yeah.
What if he moves Echo 5? He would block the bishop further, and I'm not sure what else he does, but...
Okay, you're right. Like pawn echo 5 will block the bishop, but this is the game move. Okay, but before we move on, pawn delta 5 did something quite important as well, because White has to make a decision on the echo 4 pawn. Now he's going to push pawn echo 5, but Black was expecting us. Now, who would Black like to have? Is there a good square for a piece? If White plays pawn echo 5, is there a lovely square for a black piece somewhere?
Well, there's bishop, foxtrot, 5.
Yeah, that's one. Is there another one?
Ah, I see.
White is going to push pawn echo 5. Black anticipated this. So, is there another good square for a black piece? Sorry?
Echo 4, maybe. D5.
Go4, which piece?
Now, not piece, but maybe if black long rock, long king side, not queen side.
Castles,
yes, queen side. Then maybe Felix 6 and knight Felix, e takes Felix's, knight takes Felix's. Then echo 4, maybe.
So, okay, you're thinking, if I can get a knight or an echo 4, I will have a nice position. Because white cannot challenge it with a knight on Charlie 3. Mm-hmm. So, pawn Charlie 3 was a very big decision.
Yes.
You deny a knight for Charlie 3, which means black can use echo 4 for a knight. So, the game move for white is pawn echo 5. Okay. So now we have a plan for black. At some point, black will play pawn foxtrot 6 and be looking to eventually get a knight in on echo 4. So this idea was going through black's head on move, 1, 2, 3, move 4. And we don't know when a knight can come in on echo 4, but that's our long-term plan for black. All right. This is so far a battle of the dark squares at the moment. White is saying Charlie 3, Delta 4, Echo 5, Foxtrot 4. I'm going to fight you on the dark squares. So, what would you do as black if white's saying I'm going to beat you on the dark squares?
Oh, take some light squares then.
You could do, or...
Maybe G5?
Charlie 5, you mean? Yeah. Take him on. Yeah. White says, I'm going to beat you on the dark squares, and black says, oh no, you are not. There are two philosophies. You can let your opponents have the dark squares, and as you say, put your pieces on the light squares, come in on the light squares if you can. But black is an aggressive player. Black wants to break this white center open.
But if he moves Charlie 5, can't white just take it? And how is black going to benefit from that?
Well, white's echo 5 pawn is slightly weaker. Black is quite happy to sacrifice a pawn in this position.
White want to F takes G5 maybe. Black want to block this game, this move.
Prevent.
Black want to prevent this move.
Black wants to prevent what move? No, black is
takes 4-5.
Black is offering a pawn for open lines. Black knows he can lose a pawn. But black will castle queen side, transfer pieces to the king side, and make it difficult for white to keep defending the hotel and golf pawn. It's long-term pressure on the king side.
Black offered the two pawn.
Yep, black is offering a pawn.
Yes. One, develop. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, it is a very long-term plan. You will not know if the pawn is going to be won back until maybe 20 or 25 moves later. If black wins the pawn back, black will be better. If black does not get the pawn back, black will be worse. But it will be 20 or 25 moves before we know. And that's an awful lot of moves both players have to make. and every move you make in chess is a test of your strategy.
If black want to castle queen king side, c5, dangerous maybe.
Well, we don't know yet. We don't know. White has got to make decisions with his pieces, and black will be making decisions. It is almost always white who castles first in this system. And then black chooses to either stay in the centre, castle queen side, or even castle king side sometimes. But at the moment, black is interested in breaking up the white pawn centre. So the game move for black is pawn Charlie 5. All right, it's white to play. Any ideas?
Hello, I'm Jose Maria Zaponada from Argentina. I know I am late, but I will be glad. Is the game so far?
Okay, this is the white pawn structure. The only moves for white are pawn Charlie 3, pawn Delta 4, a pawn on Echo 5, Charlie 3, right. Delta 4, Echo 5, Foxtrot 4. Well, I'll tell you, put them back. I'll give you the moves. Okay.
Echo 5 and Foxtrot 4, you said.
Okay, yeah. That is the white pawn structure. The black pawn structure, pawn Charlie 5, pawn Delta 5, pawn Golf 5, pawn Hotel 6, and Bishop Golf 7. So, C3, Charlie 3, Delta 4, Echo 5, Foxtrot 4. Black, Charlie 5, Delta 5, Golf 5, Hotel 6, and a Bishop Golf 7.
And everything else is in the play.
Nothing else has moved. And it's white to play move 6.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Well, if it was me, of course, I'm not a strong player, but I move knight to Foxtrot 3 just to start getting him out, and it would put pressure on the Golf 5 pawn also.
What was Black's move?
Charlie 5.
Thank you.
Yeah. If knight Foxtrot 3, black will push pawn Golf 4.
4, yes.
Oh, that's true. Darn it. Like, see, that's why I'm not... Okay.
Well, I think, rather boring, my strategy would be... I would be looking for David takes Charlie. I would then be looking for Foxtrot takes Gustav and win a pawn on both sides of the board. Have the G pawn and the H pawn very strong in the ending and hope to win the ending.
That would be my idea.
I think that's what black is probably hoping.
Yeah.
But I think two pawns down, you have to have a lot of initiative to get it back.
Especially at the ending. That makes a big difference.
Yeah. The if you take both pawns, black will have to win this in the middle game. Yeah. If you get to the ending, unless it's queen versus queen ending, you get to the ending, then I think you're fairly safe.
Also, F takes G5, first D takes C5, then F takes G5, E5 pawn, taking bishop, golf 7, on golf 7.
Yeah.
Lose a pawn and center. Breaking center.
All right. there are two ways to try and play this. You can take all the material on offer, or you can just try and keep hold of the position and just rely on your space advantage to be better for the middle game.
Try out my Slagle principle. Take one gambit pawn, but don't take two gambit pawns.
Yeah, that makes fairly good sense. Yes, and I have to tell you that Black was probably the most dangerous player on the British circuit when this game was played back in 1983.
I think we all know it.
He wasn't the best, but he was the most dangerous. And if you got in the way of one of his punching games, you were going down. Yeah. But of course, he plays openings like this. So when he meets the grandmasters of the day, they know how much activity they can give him and how to contain it and then how to strike back. But from time to time, he did beat grandmasters. Yeah. All right, White says, okay, I can try and hold the position. Bishop echo 3, queen delta 2. You're going to have a big fight on the dark squares. At the right moment, Black can play golf 5, takes fox drop 4. That will deflect any bishop on echo 3. Black can build up pressure on the centre with knight Charlie 6, queen Bravo 6. So it's the black pieces who are threatening white. This is what happens when you erect a pawn chain. If white erects a pawn chain in the centre, white will be having a static position for a long time. It's up to black to try and undermine this pawn chain or slowly get squashed. Well, white is going to play an active game here for a while. White in the game move, white plays delta 4, takes Charlie 5. Okay, black to play. Delta takes Charlie 5, game move. Black to play, any ideas?
Why did white do this? Because it fell apart the center.
I think he realizes that black can play knight Charlie 6 and queen Bravo 6 and carry on challenging the pawn chain on the king side with pawn fox plus 6. The pawn chain will disappear. There's a system in the French defense, the advance, where white plays pawn echo 4, black pawn echo 6, white pawn delta 4, black pawn delta 5, and white pawn echo 5, the advanced French. And within about 7 or 8 moves, quite often, white has lost the delta 4 pawn. It has been traded off on Charlie 5, and white then trades the echo 5 pawn on fox dot 6. So white constructs a pawn chain and then finds that the pawn chain has to be traded off. There are games because black has pawn targets in the middle of the board, but black has semi-open files. So I think white is just asking black to prove that black can play in this manner. Okay, black to play, any ideas?
Bravo 6, Foxtrot 4.
If you do that, you just help white develop the bishop for free.
Yeah, but then I would play knight Charlie 6 to try to take the echo 5.
pawn. You can never get enough pieces ganging up on Echo 5. White will always be able to defend Echo 5 with pieces.
Bravo, for example, Knight Charlie 6, Knight Foxtrot 3, Bishop Gold 4 maybe, or Queen Echo 7, like that.
Queen Charlie 7, you mean?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Yeah, Charlie 7. So, yeah. You are right. Yeah.
Bishop Gold 4 does pin Foxtrot 3 knights, but White can also pin Bishop Bravo 5.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe possible to play it as a French defense, so try to develop the Charlie 8 Bishop first, and then Echo 6, and then Knight to Charlie 6, that will be the plan.
So Bishop Foxtrot 5 maybe, and Pawn Echo 6?
Yeah, I like Bishop Foxtrot 5, just because it's an open square, and he gets some nice space for it, nice mobility for it, for later, and it's not controlled by
maybe then
White.
Knight is developed by Delta 7, so attacks both pawns, the Foxtrot 4 and the Echo 5 and the Charlie 5.
Yeah. There's also another option for Black here.
Bravo 6.
Yeah, we've seen Pawn Bravo 6, a pawn sacrifice. We saw that in game 1.
Yeah, I think that's in the spirit of this opening. That's what Black is doing. He's giving gambit pawns for development, and at some point, he'll win if White keeps taking them.
Yeah, that was a good fighting game. Black ended up winning, but it wasn't clear that Black was winning, and we thought we had a possible defense for White near the end of the game. We thought White might have put a knight in a wrong square, which led to an indirect trade of queens, which led to Black having a mating attack. But we thought we'd found a defense to all that. But you have to make decisions. It was move 30, and White had to play a move.
This is true.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Black is saying, I don't mind. I've had positions like this before where Black goes a pawn. It may be even two pawns down. And just says, I don't mind. I've got piece activity. I'm a dangerous player. I'll take my chances. Mm-hmm. Fritz could probably say this is horribly unsound. But White is sitting down, playing the most dangerous player on the British circuit at the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have to make decisions. And there's very little theory. In fact, there's probably no theory available. There is probably not a book written on this defense at the time. And the player of the black pieces plays the same system as White. He plays pawn golf 4, pawn hotel 3, bishop golf 2. So all he is doing is reversing in his head what he does with White, a move behind. So he knows what he can get away with. And White probably, Black probably plays more games in one weekend than White has ever played in his life in this system. Mm-hmm. You know. All right, the game move for Black is to keep challenging the White center. The game move for Black is Knight Charlie 6.
Mm-hmm.
Game move for Black Knight Charlie 6. We're fighting on the dark squares.
Don't you think Bravo 6 would have been good?
No, it's another idea, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you like active play, yeah. Pawn Bravo 6, Charlie takes Bravo 6, Queen takes Bravo 6. And try and play in a similar fashion.
So you can play Alpha takes Bravo 6, so it develops your Alpha Rook.
See, this is one of those. I'm sorry.
I think Queen takes Bravo 6 would be better. Just put some pressure on the long diagonal.
Got a wonderful
Bravo day. 2. Just yeah. Make it up. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how he would do it, but I've seen games similar. I've played games like this where my opponent moved a lot of pawns out, and you can get behind him. if you do it right. I mean, mm-hmm. that's dangerous in moving all these pawns out. I mean, his king's got, I mean, there's open diagonals here, and there's lots of space to move your if you can get them back there. I mean, you can get behind those pawns and start attacking the king, and I've seen it happen. Isn't this dangerous for white to have all this space between his pieces and his pawns?
No. The white king is fairly safe. Nothing can get at his... If there was a knight floating around in Gulf 4 or Echo 4 and mm-hmm. the Black Queen could somehow get in, then there might be a surprise attack. But Black needs pieces in to put the White King in danger. Mm-hmm. I mean, White could probably ruin all Black attacks just by playing Queen Echo 2. It's not a good square for the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
But Queen Echo 2 would protect Foxtrot 2. That's about the only weak square in the white position, and Black cannot get at it. If Black plays Pawn Bravo 6, Charlie takes Bravo 6, Queen takes Bravo 6, then you might have to be a little bit careful over Foxtrot 2 in a few moves. But Pawn Bravo 6, Charlie takes Bravo 6, Queen takes. White could play Queen Delta 4 there and challenge the Black Queen immediately.
Yep.
So I think this is why Black is playing Knight Charlie 6 first. And there's a threat. Black could be threatening. Golf takes Foxtrot 4. White Bishop takes Foxtrot 4. And then simply Knight takes Pawn Echo 5. Yeah. And Black has got the pawn back with the far better pawn structure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
These centre pawns, Delta 5, Echo 7, Foxtrot 7, are going to prove very good when they start advancing.
All right.
So this is a threat. The threat is to play Golf takes Foxtrot 4, followed by Knight takes Pawn Echo 5. And Black will have a very nice game.
Yeah.
So White has got to do something about this. Any ideas?
Maybe Bishop Bella 5.
Bishop Bravo 5 to pin the piece, yeah. Yeah. If you play Knight Foxtrot 3, Black might play Bishop Golf 4. Bishop Golf 4 is correct, yeah. Or maybe you trade on Foxtrot 4 first, then play Bishop Golf 4. Okay. I think there is really only one move here for White.
Bishop Bella 3?
Bishop Bella 5.
No, Bishop Bella 5. I think it has to be Bishop Bravo 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. In the piece. So it effectively does not exist. The threat, there is no threat to the white pawn center. And maybe now if White could play Queen Echo 2 next move to overprotect the center. Well, it's Black to play. Any ideas?
White's move was Bishop Bella 5, right?
Bishop Bravo 5.
Okay.
Game. Bishop Bravo 5.
Black he's finally moved a piece.
Yep.
That's the first one, yeah,
right. Yeah, it's the first one.
Yep. Yep, there was a simultaneous game, Capablanca against someone. And after the game, Capablanca said, I noticed you played pawn moves only pawn moves. And don't you think it would be good to get your pieces out? And the opponent said, well, I only had time to learn the pawn moves before the game. Yeah.
All right, so it's Black's move now. Okay.
Black to move. Remember, we want to dismantle this white center. There are several ideas going on here. So, you might find it, you might not.
Foxtrot 6 might. Foxtrot 6.
You've got to be careful about Queen Hotel 5, John.
Ah, yes, we do. Okay.
Bishop Delta 7.
To break the pin. And there's, and that's again playing very much in the style of the French defense.
Yeah. Queen takes Delta 5.
That would break the pin too. Oh no, it wouldn't.
Sorry, is there a move Bishop Bella 5 after Bishop Bella 5?
Not yet. Not yet.
No.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
If Queen takes Delta 5, Echo 6 maybe?
No, Queen takes Delta 5. Queen takes Queen.
No, no. Bishop to Delta 7.
Yeah, what if we play Bishop Delta 7?
Oh, after that. Oh, before that. Okay. I missed that.
Protection of Delta 5.
Right.
So if white take the pawn, we can play Echo 6, then we move. Knight go for Echo 7.
Now, there's a tactic you must know about in this type of position. The game move is Bishop Delta 7.
Oh.
And it sets up a trick known in the Nimzowitsch defense.
Must be a trick, yes.
Knight takes Delta 5, maybe.
That's the trick, yeah. The game move is Bishop Delta 7, yeah? Now, imagine that Black had a pawn on Echo 6, so the Delta 5 pawn was safe. If White did nothing, Black simply plays Knight takes pawn Echo 5, because White has an unprotected piece on Bravo 5. If White plays pawn takes Echo 5, Black has bishop takes bishop Bravo 5, and if White plays bishop takes bishop Delta 7, the knight backwardly captures and gets out of danger. And in the process, Black has won a pawn. So this is a known trick in this type of piece pawn structure.
This is Mulder, 10:57 a.m.
Yeah, but... What about the follow-up? Queen takes... Let's see. Queen takes Queen? Mm-hmm.
Queen takes Bravo 7.
Bravo 7,
Queen takes... Well, the knight either has to move.
And White got a pawn too, so he didn't lose a pawn. He just... Black got a pawn back.
I think Black will be the happier... Because Black has opened up the long diagonal again.
This is true.
And Black has got the Bravo file for a rook at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. For example, Bishop takes Bella 5, Queen takes Bella 5. Oh no.
Queen takes Bella 7.
Queen takes Bella 7.
Rook Bravo 8. Does not work.
Bravo 8.
Bishop takes Delta 7 check.
Yes.
And then knight takes Delta 7.
Queen Anna 7.
Queen takes Anna 7. That's an awful lot of pawns. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pawns against 4. You best make sure you've got compensation for this. So Queen takes Delta 5 is interesting.
If Queen takes Delta 5, we should play Echo 6, I think.
Yeah.
Well, the Queen can come back to Foxtrot 3.
Just grab the pawn, yeah.
Okay, then Knight takes...
Then you've got to be...
Knight golf Echo 7.
This is a second pawn you've given away.
Which one?
Yeah, the Delta 5 pawn has gone now. So yeah, if Queen takes Delta 5, Echo 6, Queen Foxtrot 3. I'm thinking maybe Queen Charlie 7 is the better move. Maybe if Queen takes Delta 5, simply Queen Charlie 7. You're still threatening to get a pawn back with... No, you're not. Golf takes Foxtrot 4 is not good enough. Yes, you are. Yeah, you are. Queen Charlie 7 defends Bravo 7 and sets up Knight takes Echo 5. And if Black plays Bishop takes Knight, Charlie 6. Ah. I was going to play Bishop takes Bishop and then take on Golf 2, but it doesn't work. White trades Queens first. So, Queen takes Delta 5. We need to find out what Black was planning.
Yeah, it's complicated. I guess Black
is it that. Is it the move of White?
No,
or Queen?
No. If Queen takes Delta 5, Golf takes Foxtrot 4, Bishop takes Foxtrot 4, Knight takes Echo 5, Queen takes Bravo 7. I'm trying to get Knight Delta 3 check in to win a piece, but I can't quite get it to work.
But Bishop takes Delta 3. Not.
Is Bishop Delta 7 a game move?
Yes, Bishop Delta 7 is the game move.
Okay.
But it's White's play.
So now we're thinking about Queen takes.
Sorry.
We're looking right in the line if you were playing ball. Sorry.
Knight takes Eva 5. Queen takes Bella 7. Knight. Delta 3.
Bishop takes Delta 3.
Bishop takes Delta 3. Bishop Cesar 6. Oh, no.
Nothing supporting it.
Okay, if Queen Delta 5, Black can play Queen Alpha 5. So if Bishop takes Charlie 6, Bishop takes Charlie 6, hit the Queen, and maybe Queen takes Queen, right?
Queen Delta 2. No, there's a pawn on Charlie 5.
Yeah.
No. Queen takes Delta 8, maybe after Bishop takes Charlie 6. Queen on Anna 5, okay. Queen on Anna 5, yes. So Bishop Charlie 6, then hit the Queen. Queen goes to Delta 2, maybe. Yeah, okay.
It cannot.
It can protect the Golf 2, right? Yes.
And if Black allows Queen takes Queen Delta 8 check, that gives White time to play Knight Foxtrot 3 or King Foxtrot 2. King Foxtrot 2 looks better.
And maybe Queen takes Charlie 5 after Queen Delta 2. Or Rook Delta 8. Something like that. You can play. Queen on a 5, Bishop takes Charlie 6. Bishop takes Charlie 6.
Yeah.
Queen Delta 2.
Yeah,
Rook
you're
Delta
right.
8. Or if, Queen takes Charlie 5.
If you win Charlie 5 back, you're only one pawn down.
Yeah.
And you have the activity you want. Okay, so you're after Queen takes Delta 5, Queen Alpha 5, Bishop takes Charlie 6, Bishop Black Bishop takes Charlie 6, Queen Delta 2 to protect Golf 2, Queen takes Charlie 5, and Black has got three pieces out, White has only one, and the one piece that is developed is in the way of the Bishop 1, Charlie 1. Okay, so Black will have activity.
If Queen Anna 5, what if Bishop Charlie 4?
You have to play Pawn Echo 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Queen drops back. She cannot drop back and keep a guard on Charlie 5.
No, she can't guard the Charlie Pawn, that's right.
Yeah. Ah, she got. Well, she can. She can go Queen Delta 6.
Yes.
But you're asking for Bishop Foxtrot Ace. So she gets forced back anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
and black will be castle and queen side, and then there's all sorts of ideas available. So I think there's enough play for a pawn.
Yeah.
I can't prove it, but everything says there should be something there. And if white manages to find a piece pawn formation to block it all, then I think black can say I was unlucky. Yeah. There is luck in chess. You play moves around 6, 7, 8, and they turn out to be very good for you 12 moves later, and you never planned it. It happens. All right. So white is saying, I'm not going to give you the activity. So white is not playing queen takes delta 5.
I'm sorry, Paul, but I suffer an energy cut. And can you repeat the last move, please?
What last move do you?
You were discussing about Bishop Bravo 5.
Okay, White has played. Yeah, White has played Bishop Bravo 5.
Bishop Bravo 5. Yeah.
Black has played Bishop Delta 7.
Yeah.
And it is White to play.
And also, what do you think about queen after queen takes delta 5, echo 6, queen foxtrot 3, and gold 4?
For white? For black?
For black.
After what queen takes gold 4?
Bishop. Ah, no, bishop. Okay, echo 6. It blocked the
queen,
bishop.
Queen takes gold 4, hitting gold 7.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I blocked the bishop way, recorder.
Yeah. Okay. Alright, so we think queen takes delta 5. It's not the right move to play against this aggressive black player. So, if it is not queen takes delta 5, how are you going to save your center? Because black is threatening knight takes echo 5 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
White is also threatening, sorry, black is threatening golf takes fox 4, followed by knight takes echo 5 again.
Knight foxtrot 3.
Again, pawn golf 4 might destruct you. Though you can play knight delta 4.
Knight delta 4. Yeah.
Queen echo 2.
Queen echo 2, all right, that does keep pressure on, keeps protecting echo 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, protects the bishop, that's the main point, right?
All right.
There two.
Yeah, the battle at the moment is over the dark squares. In particular, the echo 5, foxtrot 4 pawn formation. Black is determined that this formation is not going to remain in place. Actually, it's white to play, but black is determined that this formation is not going to stay in place.
If you play bishop takes knight,
if you play bishop takes bravo 6, you have eliminated all the tactics involving knight takes echo 5.
Right.
So you remove a black attacker on the dark squares.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. The game move for white is bishop takes knight, Charlie 6. Yep. The battle is for the dark squares, so white removes one of the attackers. Back to play. How do you recapture?
Bishop, of course.
Mm-hmm.
If you take with your bishop will be a big pawn for a.
Now you can push the other four.
I'm afraid I would take with the bella pawn.
Yeah. If you take with the bishop, your bishop will be defending delta 5 for a long time. White is going to have complete control of delta 4. White already has control of delta 4. Yeah. Oh, you think you're pushing it and playing golf 2? Okay. If bishop takes Charlie 6, white can play knight foxtrot 3, then pawn delta 4 is of no value.
Golf 4.
Knight delta 4, and the knight has an excellent outpost.
We'll post there.
And your golf 4 pawn has become a target.
Actually, from the beginning of this game, I'm trying to understand Black's logic, and you keep saying that Black insists on falling apart the center pawn chain, especially Eva 5 and Felix 4. For this reason, I would assume that Black would take by Bella pawn, and afterwards Black might be thinking of to control Bella line by both queen and rook.
You cannot play Queen Bravo 6. Queen Bravo 6. There's
Pawn takes bishop, strangely gives Black a pretty good center, which he gave
a strong center. Yeah. You see, if you play bishop takes Charlie 6, your bishop might be tied down to defending delta 5.
If you play
pawn takes Charlie 6, your bishop has freedom of movement.
And the pawn protects them.
And you have a strong center. Yeah. Now this is the game move. The game move for Black is Bravo pawn takes Charlie 6. Mm-hmm. So Bravo pawn takes Charlie 6. And it's white to play Bravo. Well, unless you can find any good pawn moves for White, I think it might be a good idea to develop a piece.
No, something.
Well, very early on in the year, we had a French defence advanced variation. Oh no, it was Caro-Kann, wasn't it? The Caro-Kann, where White expanded with pawn house closed. The advance. White advanced pawn hotel 4, pawn golf 4, pawn foxtrot 4, puts his king foxtrot 2, king golf 3. So you can just about get away with lots of pawn moves. But I wouldn't take it past move 20, you know? Well, it's a simple piece move.
Knight foxtrot 3 sensible, right?
Yeah, sensible. And just getting on. You're preparing kingside castle. And
if knight delta 2. A knight echo 2.
Foxtrot 3 at least puts some defense on echo 5 if need be.
And what if Black responds by gust of 4?
You play knight delta 4 and you have an excellent square for your knights. Which then does tie Black's bishop down to defending Charlie 6 for at least another move.
Yes.
So the game move is simple. Sometimes moves are fairly easy to find. This one should come naturally. The game move for White is knight foxtrot 3. Right. Well, Black is still interested in dismantling this white center, but it's got to be done properly. Any ideas what Black's next move is?
Felix 6.
Yep, that looks...
That definitely challenges, but can you prepare it, do you think?
I think it's called 4.
You would play... Sorry?
Bishop go four.
Bishop go four. Yeah.
Also,
White might play Queen Alpha four.
Or Castle Queen side. Castle King side.
Castle King side first, then Queen Alpha four. Yeah. No, Queen Alpha four. If Bishop go four, Queen Alpha four, Bishop takes Foxtrot three, Queen takes Charlie six, check. Forces King Foxtrot ace. And then Golf takes Foxtrot three. But you're right. Castle King side is safer.
If Queen takes Charlie six, there's a bishop there, isn't there?
No, we're discussing Bishop go four, Queen Alpha four.
So he's check. Okay, I see. Yeah, he can't No, he is an aggressive player. He might do bishop golf four, actually.
No, he wants to get rid of the white center first.
Well, then Foxtrot six looks the best. It's triply covered. Knight, bishop, and pawn.
It's the right way to go at it, but can you prepare it?
Why does it need preparing?
When the threat comes in, it's even more powerful. When the challenge is made, it's even more powerful.
Queen Charlie seven.
We're looking at Queen Charlie seven.
Yeah, it does quite a few things. Queen Charlie seven. It maybe sets up either castle's queen side or rook delta h. It puts more pressure on echo five. So when pawn foxtrot six is played, there's another attacker already on it.
Black doesn't have to trade pawns by not playing Felix six.
Yeah, and black is also then threatening. If you play Queen Charlie seven, you can play pawn foxtrot six, and then black is probably threatening golf takes foxtrot four, followed by foxtrot six takes echo five with a big center.
Yeah.
So it's preparing the break. Pawn foxtrot six is the right idea, but it's timing it. So the game move for black is Queen Charlie seven. Game move Queen Charlie seven. We're still fighting on the dark squares, but we're holding back pawn foxtrot six. All right, it's white to play. This is a strange move. White to play, any ideas, and I'll bet you don't get it. I'll bet we'll have about five suggestions before you find this move.
So game move is Queen Charlie seven?
Game move is Queen Charlie seven.
I think Queen Ewa 2 right now.
Yep, safe and solid. Keeps everything under control. And it might be scaring Black off from playing Pawn Foxtrot 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see.
Ewa 6 is possible by this move.
If White plays Pawn Echo 6, Black will play Bishop takes.
What protects?
Okay, so Queen Echo 2 is a good suggestion.
Maybe to develop the Charlie 1 bishop is better. Rook 3?
Bishop Echo 3, maybe. Yeah.
Then he blocks his queen, though, from covering Echo 5.
Dalla 4 or Kingside, Castle Kingside, I think.
Yeah, so Bella 4, Pawn Bravo 4, you're just looking to keep everything under control. You have to be careful about your Charlie 3 pawn, because Black is going to challenge with Pawn Foxtrot 6 and open up the long diagonal. So we've had one move, Queen Echo 2. We've had Castle King side suggested. And there's nothing wrong with castles. Castle king side looks perfectly fine. We've had pawn bravo 4, trying to keep the queen side under control. Though I don't think black can take full advantage of a long diagonal, so maybe you can play pawn bravo 4. Three moves. I told you
not. My move is knight delta 4.
Knight delta 4, okay. Yeah, okay, so that's five moves already. Pawn Charlie 4 trying to break up the center is another idea. No.
Yes,
how about Golf 3?
Yep, that's the sixth move. We still haven't found it.
It's not, no, I don't that might be it.
Is that King Felix 2? King Felix 2. Charge now. This is 1983. Not 1283. The king does not charge into battle these days.
Hector 4.
Richard the Third.
Hector 4.
Oh, hello, Steve. Yeah, that's another move. That's about eight moves we've had now. Yeah, that probably has some sense to it as well.
Delta 4. Oh, I see. Delta 4, yeah, I like knight delta 4. That's not going to work, though. Queen, well, I'm just blue skying here since we haven't found the obvious one. Queen and a 4, alpha 4.
She could do a little bit of trouble there, maybe.
And it does protect the echo 4 pawn. Also, if it adds protection to the alpha 4 pawn, or the echo 4 pawn, foxtrot 4, sorry. But I'm just trying to think of non-obvious moves now, so since the obvious ones have been taken.
I'm thinking white to move something, and I think that...
Stop foxtrot 6 by Queen Charlie 2, isn't there?
I think
Queen Charlie 2 will make pawn foxtrot 6 rather difficult.
Yes.
You come in Queen Golf 6, yeah?
That's right, yeah. I like that.
Now, white has no bishop of light square, so
he must so put your queen belongs
in light square, so Hotel 3 may be a move, so the black cannot push bishop to golf 4.
I don't think black is going to play bishop golf 4. I think black's going to get on with, black would prefer, as an attacking player, to get on with development and then break in the centre, keep as many pieces on as possible. For black, if you play bishop golf 4, oh, I see you're playing pawn hotel 3 to stop it. But I think black would not play bishop golf 4. All right. There's only about 7 or 8 more moves to mention. All right. I don't know why white is doing this, other than it looks like an advanced French. So I'll play a move that is sometimes seen in the advanced French. Game move for white is knight alpha 3.
Oh boy, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Well, it can come back knight Charlie 2, knight delta 4.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the bravo.
And then you can play pawn bravo 4, pawn alpha 4. Because with the alpha 3 knight Charlie 2 delta 4, the center is perfectly solid. Black will never get any real pressure with the golf 7 bishop.
I think he wants to put this knight on b4, the other knight d4. And in alpha 4, 3 pieces attacking 2 c6.
Black Black will play pawn alpha 5 very quickly.
Yes. But not alpha takes bella 4 because queen on a4 on the 8th rook.
The rook. Pawn alpha 5, then rook alpha 7. Or pawn alpha 5, then rook bella 8. Pawn alpha 5 and rook bella 8.
It's not a fast plan. Plan is slow, I think. Yes.
I think by just playing knight Charlie 2 delta 4 is sensible. Just holding everything.
But now Black can go ahead with this Foxtrot 6 plan now, because he's prepared it. Right?
He can indeed. He can
White
indeed.
Hasn't done anything to stop that.
No, White hasn't. Queen Echo 2 might have frightened him a bit. So this is it. This is it, the game move. You're right, the game move for Black is pawn Foxtrot 6. Mm-hmm.
And I cannot still understand why White preferred to play knight and a3.
Knight c2 and d4.
Yeah, I understand, but echo 5 pawn, which means the center is already threatened, and by playing knight and a3, it's not protected, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Black is playing the dark square counter attack.
Why not play Queen Echo 2 now?
What's that?
Why not play Queen Echo 2 now? After F6.
Oh, it's Black's move first, isn't it?
Yeah.
Black, and he's already made Foxtrot 6. Now he could, you're right, he could play Echo 2 now.
If Queen Echo 2, pawn golf 4, I assume you're going to move the knight. Knight delta 4. And then Foxtrot takes Echo 5. White Foxtrot takes Echo 5. And Black Bishop takes Echo 5.
Yeah.
Black wins a pawn back. So Queen Echo 2, it's a move too slow now. Queen Echo 2, Golf 4, doesn't matter where the knight goes. Foxtrot takes Echo 5.
I think Charlie... Queen Charlie 2, maybe.
Yeah, or Queen Charlie 2 or Queen Delta 3, and Black must do something about Queen Golf 6 check.
Yep.
Or maybe Black would just ignore it and play.
I think
Foxtrot takes Echo 5, Queen Golf 6 check, King Foxtrot 8.
In this equilibrium, I think White would prefer Delta 3 not to block Charlie 2. Maybe.
Yeah. To keep Charlie 2 free for the knight to retreat, yes. But Queen Delta 3, Foxtrot takes Echo 5, Queen Golf 6 check, King Foxtrot 8. Black's won a pawn back, and he's threatening Echo takes Foxtrot 4.
But.
And the White Queen, I don't think there's a mating attack in here. Ooh. Black has to be careful with his. Black has just enough time to play Bishop Echo 8. Black has to be careful about not getting mated when White plays Castle's Kingside.
Yes, I think White Castle Kingside.
Bishop Echo 8. And then Black has time for Echo 5 takes Foxtrot 4. So it's too slow. Queen Echo 2 or Queen Charlie 2, maybe could have been played instead of knight after 3.
Firstly, castle kingside. First move, castle kingside.
If white castles kingside now, white loses a pawn.
But oh, no. F takes echo 5, no. F takes echo 5.
No, you play golf takes foxtrot 4 first. If castle kingside, golf takes foxtrot 4, bishop takes foxtrot 4.
Yes.
Why not take the Felix pawn? Take the Felix pawn.
That's right, okay. Yeah, we're still analysing a line. If castle kingside, black plays golf takes foxtrot 4, bishop takes foxtrot 4.
Mm-hmm.
Then foxtrot takes echo 5. White only has two attackers. Black has two defenders. Black has golf and queen defending.
Yep.
Two attackers, two defenders. Knight takes echo 5. Bishop takes echo 5. Wins a piece.
Queen Hector 5.
Ah, queen Hector 5. Check.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that gets the piece back.
And then bishop takes echo 5, queen and rook.
Yeah. Okay, so there's... Alright, so... Castle kingside is a suggestion. Alright, castle kingside, first of all, by pawn golf 4.
Knight Hotel 4 was a threat.
With threat of Knight Golf 6, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's looking pretty horrible as well. So, all right, here we go. If you castle kingside, black just castles queenside, then all the fun involving the light squares on the king side disappears. But if black castle king side, I would be looking to play knight Charlie 2, pawn bravo 4, pawn alpha 4, and getting pawn bravo 5 as quickly as I can.
Yeah, well, he already has the beginnings of a pawn storm over there.
Yeah. Well, black has the beginnings of one on the king side.
Yeah.
Well, so.
Yeah.
So, you know, whoever handles it better.
Yeah. True.
I think they're the most difficult games to play, opposite wing castle, because you have to calculate your attack and your opponent's attack, your defense and your opponent's defense.
As a response to your critique evaluation. I understand that white should force black to castle from the king side. If this is so, I just thought that playing queen delta 3, either delta 3 or Charlie 2, would also lead black to castle from the queen side. Can it be so?
Well, if queen delta 3, castle queen side, queen golf 6, black has to play bishop foxtrot 8.
Yeah.
Black then has time for bishop echo 8. It looks horrible, but I think black can slowly unravel. White has queen foxtrot 5, check. But black will put the king on alpha 8, king bravo 8, wanting to go to alpha 8 anyway. Yeah. All right, decisions have to be made. We spent 20 minutes on a move that white cannot afford to spend 20 minutes.
Complex.
So, white just says, Well, on the pawn, and you don't seem to be getting it back at the moment. So I'll just keep the position simple. The moves we've been looking at create very interesting chess, which can be dangerous for both players. So White says to himself, all right, I'll just play a simple move. White plays echo 5, takes Fox.
My suggestion.
Yeah. It's a simple.
Are you using the microwave?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, I'm losing my...
That developed Black's King.
I gotta get another router.
That develops Black's King side very nicely for Black.
Alright. White has played Echo takes Foxtrot 6. Black to play. Any ideas?
Did White move?
Game move for White is Echo 5 takes Foxtrot 6.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had a little microwave interference there, so I gotta get a new router. Echo 5 takes Foxtrot 6. Got it. Okay. Wow.
Knight takes developing a piece.
Yes.
Well, is anyone going to take with the bishop?
Why not?
Yeah.
How are you going to complete your kingside development? You're not worried about golf 5 pawn. You're happy to let that go. Well, Black is. You might not be. I might not be. But this guy is.
He's been offering that since the beginning of the game, practically.
Yeah. Knight takes golf, Foxtrot 6.
Yeah, it looks better. Just than
knight. I wouldn't use the pawn. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I find difficulty trying to explain this move to you because Black is going to take with the pawn.
Pawn.
Okay.
Sorry?
So well, Echo takes Foxtrot 6 is the game.
Yeah. Echo takes.
I think he's taking with the pawn just to have the pawn off the Echo file. If you leave the pawn on Echo 7, it can become a target. If you transfer it to the Foxtrot file, it is not a target. And it can move forward pawn Foxtrot 5 to allow the Knight Golf 8 to develop. And the Knight Golf 8 Foxtrot 6 to Echo 4. If you leave the pawn on Echo 7, it could become a target to Castle Kingside, Queen Echo 2, Rook Echo 1. So you're removing the target. That's the only way I can explain this. And there is another concept. Imagine, say, White has a knight on Charlie 3. Black plays Bishop Bravo 4 and takes the knight on Charlie 3. White has two captures with the Delta pawn or the Bravo pawn. Now, if you're a positional player, you should take with the Bravo pawn capture towards the centre. So Petrosian would play Bravo 2 takes Charlie 3. Tal would play Delta 2 takes Charlie 3. The tactical player captures away from the centre, the positional player captures toward the centre. It's a very broad idea, but you will see it quite commonly in the tactical. tactical players will tend to try and leave the centre open for their pieces, whereas positional players will tend to pull their pawns towards the centre to control central squares with a pawn rather than fight the pieces. Okay, so that's about the only explanation I can give. Echo 7 takes Foxtrot 6, the game move, is because he is a tactician. Mm. Alright, it's white to play. I think it's time to get on with some development, don't you?
Castle.
Sorry, what happened after Knight Alpha 3? I was away for a while.
Where are we? Knight Alpha 3, game move, Foxtrot 6. Hmm? Game move, Echo takes Foxtrot 6, white.
Yes.
Game move, Echo takes Foxtrot 6, black. Mm-hmm. And it's white to play.
Thank you very much.
Castle.
Actually,
that would be my move.
Queen Echo 2, check.
I'll continue to plan Knight Caesar 2.
Queen Echo 2, check. He's just going to go Knight Echo 7.
Yeah, but then his knight is...
Then castle.
Then queen takes knight, so he's
kind of... And then rook echo 8.
Oh, okay, yeah, but anyhow, white can cast...
White will have castled the meat, so, yeah.
I think he definitely gives black a little trouble if you check him.
But I think... castle from king's side is secure.
Castles are sensible, I agree.
Because in maybe like for queen coming to echo line is indispensable. It seems so. Or maybe it will be used either queen, maybe later rook. I don't know, but. The king should not be placed in echo line for both black and white, I guess.
It's an open file. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, this is another difficult move to explain, though.
Well, every time is difficult in this game. each moment, each move.
It's a very strange game, yeah.
Nothing easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should I want
to remain? It's black threatening to win a pawn. Golf takes Foxtrot 4.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good pawn to have, but.
No, it makes three bad pawns.
Yeah. Let's play Foxtrot 5.
There's bishop, the white has bishop takes Foxtrot 5, black has bishop takes Foxtrot 5.
Yeah.
Alright, I think I can explain this move now. I think white is just reducing the black options. Yeah, alright. I think castles are sensible. Bishop echo 3. Maybe with the intention of putting it on Delta 4, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, the game move for white is Knight Delta 4.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's just stopping Bishop Golf 4, if white is afraid of that, because I don't think black would play Bishop Golf 4. And it's stopping Bishop Foxtrot 5.
And also, he maybe wants to push Foxtrot Pawn to Foxtrot 5.
Yeah, maybe pawn Foxtrot 5 and later put something on the echo file and come in Knight Echo 6.
Yeah.
You know, Foxtrot 5 really blocks up Black's kingside, so that's a threat, I think. Cool,
but Felix's pawn is already threatened by Black.
No problem.
Yeah. White can get that back. It's golf takes Foxtrot 4, white castle kingside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. White will get the pawn and be much better.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, black to play. Any ideas? Again, there's several moves here.
Mm-hmm. You can't allow Foxtrot 5.
Develop the knight sometime. So.
Oh yeah, Knight Echo 7.
Knight Echo 7, yeah. Well, yeah. Keep that check.
Queen Echo 2.
But keep that check from coming that you were talking about.
Queen Echo 2.
Also covers Foxtrot 5.
Yeah, if Knight Echo 7, Queen Echo 2. But then Black could just Castle Kingside or Castle Queenside.
That's right.
Why not do that though?
Well, Queen takes Knight then, right?
Then
he goes
as a queen.
Rook to the echo file.
Rook echo wins the queen, yeah.
Well, either rook to the echo file wins queen, or rook and knight, and that's not a good trade in this position.
Right.
There's no compensation.
Is it Black's move?
Black to move, yeah.
Why not castle queens now?
Yeah, and see what White does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the game move? Castle's queenside. Game move. Black castle's queenside.
Okay.
Well, Black is now threatening Rook Echo 8 check.
Yeah, you don't have time for Charlie.
You could, but you lose a pawn and pawn Foxtrot 5. Rook Echo 8 check, Rook Echo 8. Knight Echo 6, Bishop takes, Foxtrot takes, Rook takes. The White King's in more trouble than the Black, and you've lost your pawn back.
Yeah.
So I don't think.
Castle is much more sensible for now.
Yeah. Sit and wait. The game move for White is Castle Kingside. Well, you've been analysing that two players are fighting for the same square, and you've told me which square it is.
Foxtrot 5.
Yeah. So both players want to play pawn Foxtrot 5, and it's Black to play. So the game move for Black is pawn Foxtrot 5. Yeah. Well, again, White. How many moves has White been rejecting Foxtrot 4 takes Golf 5?
Sorry, I didn't understand
the game move
for Black.
The game move for pawn Foxtrot 5.
Foxtrot 5, okay, thank
you. Yeah. Well, White is not going to play Foxtrot 4 takes Golf 5 now.
Hotel Rook too strong here.
Yeah. Right, well, it's White to play. You got any ideas? Maybe pawn Bravo 4, pawn Bravo 5, just breaking it up. I'm sure if colours were reversed, that the player of the black pieces of White would throw the Bravo pawn forward.
Yeah, it could go Bravo 5.
Yeah, and the two knights gang up on Bravo 5. I'm sure pawn Bravo 4, pawn Bravo 5, just randomizing it is the correct way to handle this. But I mean, I'm not 2275, as I estimate White to be. I think this could.
I think Knight Cesar 2 and pawn. Alpha pawn is free.
Knight Charlie 2. Pawn Bravo 4, pawn Alpha 4, pawn Bravo 5. If you want to do it slowly. But if you want to do it quickly, pawn Bravo 4, maybe Rook Bravo 1, pawn Bravo 5.
just push right into Bravo 5. You know, prepare it. It's already prepared.
Yeah, it's already prepared with the knight. Then, and Charlie 6 and Charlie 3. So,
well, you might as well have your rook on the Bravo file to begin with. It does no harm.
Right.
It has to go to the Bravo file anyway. So you might as well avoid losing an exchange to an accident in the middle.
Sure.
You shouldn't lose an exchange, but you might. All right, black has just played pawn, foxtrot 5, it's white to play.
Queen and a 4.
Again, strengthening pawn alpha, bravo 4, pawn bravo 5, maybe, yeah. Yep.
It gets in the way.
If you want to use your alpha pawn, yeah, you have to decide whether you want to use your alpha and bravo pawns or use pieces.
We've seen that kind of thing before. I think in general, you push the pawns. You don't block them with the queen.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's already blocked with the knight, so...
Yeah, but that can spring into life soon.
Not with the pawn on Charlie 6 and Delta 5, the knight has nowhere to go right now.
Well, Bravo 5 eventually, because you push your pawn to Bravo 5. And then.
Yeah, okay.
I think Cesar 4.
Pawn Charlie 4 is another idea. Yes. To try and break the position open.
Yes.
Because if we put on knight Cesar 4, d6 square is very good square for.
Oh. Pawn delta, queen delta 3. Because there's a pawn on foxtrot 5 that he could, if the bishop moves, or he could move to
Bella 5.
Bella, alpha 6 check.
Alpha 6 check, yeah. Yeah, queen delta 3 does doubly attack pawn foxtrot 5. And queen alpha 6 check. Well, black is not going to want to trade queen. Black will be king bravo 8. Then you can play pawn bravo 4, 5, plus a rook on bravo 1. And you've got yourself a strong attack coming.
Yep.
Okay. The game moves for white to queen delta 3.
Oh, wow. I predicted it. Maybe I'm getting better.
Yeah, of course.
I knocked a pawn out on... White has a pawn on foxtrot or golf. Yeah, I locked a pawn.
Golf 2, hotel 2, foxtrot 4.
Foxtrot 4. Okay, there it is. Okay, I knocked him out. Okay, there he is. Okay.
You could try getting one of those chess baron sets.
Chess what?
It's a company, Baron Chess.
Ah.
It costs you about maybe $60. There's two sizes. I think there's a 10-inch and a 13-inch or 12-inch. About that. Maybe 9-inch, 12-inch or 10 and 13. And the pieces fit really well.
Are they in good quality?
They're good enough for the BCA.
Hmm. Are they a bit empty?
A bit.
Empty.
Empty?
You said Baron.
Baron. As in B-A-R-O-N.
Yeah.
A punster, huh?
Yeah. If you Google Baron Chess... It will come up very quickly. Do not go for their magnetic set.
No.
You've seen it on the US. Okay, yeah. Not yet. But their wooden sets, their Staunton pattern sets are very good. They're good enough. Believe me, the BCA are quite fussy about chess sets. They like standards. They like the pieces to be of good quality. They like the pegs to fit the squares. So this, ideally, you can take a chessboard, turn it upside down, and nothing falls out.
Oh, my.
That is, yeah, your balance set should do that. I think it'll be about $60. It will be the best $60 you've ever spent. If you're playing on a set where the pieces rattle all over the place and you touch them and they fall out the squares, that can be very frustrating. So if you can afford the $60, it's well worth the effort.
Okay, I'll put it on my birthday list.
Do you use the Baron Wen also?
They use what?
Do you use Baron chess sets?
I don't, because I am happy with my old Staunton set from Germany. The set I have in front of me is I bought about 1986.
Is the Baron set a Staunton style?
Yeah.
Yes. I saw one.
That's important.
Last year.
That's a rule in the, you or used to be a rule at least in the.
I think mine's older than that.
Yeah, I saw one last summer at the OTB tournament in Pittsburgh. They are very nice sets.
Yeah.
I'll have to get one. So it's Black's move.
Black's move.
He's got to stop.
Queen Delta 3, and there's a pawn going on Foxtrot 5.
I don't think he cares about the pawn. Let Black give that away.
So you're working up, you're thinking, if White takes this pawn, I've got a semi-open Foxtrot file to attack down.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is Black's thinking. So we want a game move that does not stop White from playing Knight takes Foxtrot 5.
Keep that right.
You could do. That will avoid any awkward checks in the middle of a battle. You're right.
Keep what?
What did Steve say?
He's suggesting King Bravo 8.
Oh, yes.
Just would be playing Queen Bravo 7.
Queen Bravo 7.
No, that takes the queen off the F4, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd like your queen pointing in on the dark squares.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right. Well, King Bravo 7 would have done the job as well. So we just want a move that gets on with something. Well, all right. When in doubt, look at your worst placed piece and give it a better square.
It's knight, isn't it?
Here's your reminder.
That knight has
1157.
Yeah. Golf 8 knight, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the golf 8 knight. The only question is which square and why. Remember what I said early on about move 4 when Black played pawn delta 5?
Yeah.
To reach delta 4.
To reach echo 4, yeah.
I'm sorry, echo 4.
Yeah, that's right. White has given up the light squared bishop. So echo 4 is a very difficult square for Black to challenge. Sorry, White to challenge. If a Black Knight comes to echo 4, it's going to be the strongest minor piece on the board.
So Knight Foxtrot 6
now.
Yeah, Knight Foxtrot 6 to corner on echo 4. If White has had better control of echo 4, Knight Echo 7 to Golf 6 might be a plan. But Knight Foxtrot 6 Echo 4 is the aim. Okay? So the game move for White is Knight Foxtrot 6. Sorry, game move for Black is Knight Foxtrot 6.
Excuse me, why don't Black care about the possibility of White going to Queen NS6 at this moment?
Well, it just moves a king.
King Bravo 8. Yeah. What? Well, all right. Yeah, King Bravo 8. I agree. I think Queen Alpha 6 check, followed by Pawn Bravo 4, Pawn Bravo 5,
yeah.
Pawn Bravo 6. Yeah. This is very active very quickly. But it's White to play. Black has just played knight fox dot six. White. Like there are two plans. White can carry on with knight takes fox dot five, or white can go queen alpha six check and follow up with pawn bravo four, pawn bravo five.
Black's praying that knight will go with foxtrot takes Gustav.
You mean as Black's as
praying mine, that white will go for the pawn.
So as my mate Frank down the chess club used to say, I pay you to make that move.
If I was playing, I would be thinking as hard as I could, trying to make.
You mean you would be doing mental transmission across the board? Like fox dot five wins a pawn. You're winning a pawn. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you taking it? It is so clear. You're crushing me.
Well, at my level, that happens.
And it is a second pawn. All right. There's a phrase I put in the coaching notes, tactical event horizon. Right, how far can you see in this position? Knight takes pawn, bishop takes foxtrot five, queen takes foxtrot five, check. The king moves, then what? Then the opportunities open up again. So whose tactical event horizon is going to prove correct about knight takes foxtrot five? Do you think white is winning a pawn, or do you think black is getting a kingside initiative?
The latter.
So black kingside initiative. So you think knight takes foxtrot five is good for black?
Yes.
All right, if you were white, you would not play knight takes pawn. And if you were black, you would be very happy if white plays knight. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyone disagree? You aren't allowed to disagree. I'm not expressing an opinion.
You're telling porky pies.
All right. If I was white, I would play queen alpha six and throw the bravo pawn down the board.
Snap.
And just randomize it in front of the white king. Yeah. You've got your knight on alpha three, you've got your queen on alpha six, you've got a knight on delta four, you put a rook on bravo one, you have four attackers. Something must happen.
I think white's better off. Mm-hmm. If he takes the knight.
You mean you think knight takes foxtrot five is good for white?
Well, it forces the king into the bravo square, bravo 8, and then you can start your attack with down the line with the queen and the knight and the pawns and the rook.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's a need to play knight takes pawn, foxtrot 5. Your knight on delta 4 is doing a good job hitting at Charlie 6 and bravo 5. You already have a pawn up for the ending, so black is not going to want to swap queens. We know that black is, quite frankly, a double-headed axeman. Yeah, he'll attack you with the H-pawn, he'll attack you with the A-pawn. He'll just come at you like a mad axeman, you know, swinging his axe around his head. Think of a Viking living in 1983.
Why not bravo 4 first?
You mean keep black guessing, yeah? Or bravo 4, rook bravo 1, and rook bravo 5. Maybe you don't need queen alpha 6 first. If you put the rook on bravo 1, there's bravo 4, 5. You can think about opening lines, or you can push pawn bravo 6. You're taking the attack to the black king.
That Charlie 5 pawn is great.
Yeah, no, it's protect. It's loose, but it can't be got at.
It's in a great square for later on when he gets to bravo 6.
Well, It might be able to join in the attack, because white has got 1, 2, 3, 4 queenside pawns against two.
Black has to play knight to echo four, and then he can take the pawn. That's an annoying little part of the.
Well, white will have to play pawn bravo four at some point then, yeah.
If he wants to push it again, he'll drop the Charlie 5 pawn. So, well, anyway, it's just a little thing white has to worry about.
Okay, you're right, maybe. So maybe queen after six is a bit too optimistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because after it takes Charlie 5, it would hit the queen tonight.
And force her back again, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good point. Knight echo 4 takes Charlie 5 is a pawn. Well, it would equalise at the pawns, and white is and black is slightly ahead in the opposite wing attack.
Yes, that's
all right.
Flying the ointment there.
Okay, we got two plans. You either hit the queen side, or you take a second pawn on the king's side and tough it out.
Go ahead.
You can support your Charlie 5 pawn. It's a bit awkward. You play pawn bravo 4. Let's assume it's pawn bravo 4. Black plays knight echo 4. You drop back knight. You're losing Charlie 3. You cannot afford knight bravo 3. So your knight on delta 4 is fixed.
Okay, what do you think about the knight takes foxtrot 5, bishop takes foxtrot 5, queen takes foxtrot 5, check.
King moves.
King moves where?
Bravo 8, Bravo 7,
King gets
Alpha 8, I think. The king will be perfectly safe on Alpha 8.
Yeah.
What about putting a rook in the Bravo 5 before all this attack? So to attack with all the pieces. Before Bravo 4, Bravo 5, Rook Bravo 1, Rook Alpha Bravo 1.
So you can afford to lose a Charlie 3 pawn without a tempo, yeah.
Or you could play Bishop Delta 2.
You can indeed, that blocks everything off. Pawn Bravo 4, Bishop Delta 2, yeah.
Actually, like, if you said after playing Bella 4, Knight, Echo 4, Charlie 3 is threatened, what if White prefers to play Charlie 4 and just to trade?
You're right. Yeah, so pawn Bravo 4, Knight Echo 4, pawn Charlie 4, and then you've got four pawns on the queen side working against Black's 3, and you just want to get open lines as quickly as possible to get the pieces in against the Black King. The Black King might have to spend 2 tempi running to Alpha 8, and in the meanwhile, White will be getting pieces over.
There's some tactics there, aren't there? If you play Charlie 4, if Knight Echo 4, you've got to be careful, because if you defend it with Pawn to Bella 4, you play David takes.
You're one tactic away from. You've got a random bishop. You've got to white your knight on Delta 4. Yeah, you might need knight off of Charlie 2 in preparation. Yeah. There might be a combination of a bishop on Golf 7 and a rook on Delta 8 ganging up on a knight on Delta 4.
I must say, for white, I personally prefer rook Bella 1. With tactics, there could be a time when the rook is in line with the bishop, you know, the Gustav 7 to Anna 1 square, Gulp to Anna Alpha, all the same. So, and the rook is doing a good job on Bella 1 in any case.
Yeah.
That's the way I'd go.
Yeah. So you have to make a decision here as white. Are you going to, you've lined yourself up to win a pawn. Are you going to take it and say, I'm two pawns up and I can absorb your pressure? Or are you going to go for the counter attack with Bravo 1? And there is no answer. There is no actual answer to this to say you should do one or the other. I think you play the position according to your style. If you're happy taking a second pawn and thinking, I can absorb all the pressure to the ending, then you take it. But if you prefer to go in for a battle where nobody really knows who is going to be better at the end of it, then you play Rook Bravo 1 and go for the queen side.
So it's all down
to your style of play. Some players, like Karpov, keep it under control. Some players, like Tal, push it out of control.
Yeah.
I like the queen side attack. I mean, I think white looks better.
Yeah,
especially okay. When he moves his queen. Black doesn't look as good for that. I'd just let that pawn alone, concentrate on the queen side attack. That would be what I would do if I was playing it.
I'd go for that one. But we're not all built the same. Right. If we were all the same, we couldn't play each other because there'd be no difference between us. All right, white makes a decision. Game move, knight takes foxtrot 5.
Okay.
So he says, prove it. He says, prove it. Okay.
All
right. Well, you're threatening knight takes golf 7. You're threatening coming in knight delta 6 check. There's no way black can leave that piece there. The game move for black is bishop takes knight foxtrot 5.
Okay.
The game move for white is queen takes bishop foxtrot 5 check. Well, you're not going to put anything in the way. You're two pawns down, so you're not going to put your queen in the way.
No.
You're not going to put your rook in the way because you're walking into a pin. So you have to run away. It probably doesn't greatly matter which square. Black chooses King Bravo 7. Or does he? Hang on. Let's come back. It helps to read the game score now and again. Yeah, it's King Bravo 7. Yeah. Oh, well.
Rook
Alpha 8, that gives his rook more mobility to defend. So, it makes sense.
Maybe he doesn't want to get caught with his king and queen on the Hotel 2 Bravo 8 diagonal.
Yeah, right.
Right.
There might be an awkward sequence of moves whereby the white queen gets. It's just something you don't have to look out for anymore.
We can do it right away. Queen echo 5, right? That would force the exchange of queens. And then, yep.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
yes.
It must be King Bravo 7. If King Bravo 8, Queen Echo 5, and that's it. Queens are off, and you're two pawns down.
It's a win. It should be easy win, yeah.
Yeah, there's no real counterplay, is there? Mm. And there's not even opposite colored bishops in the position. So, King Bravo 7. White to play. Any ideas?
I think now white can think of playing Felix takes Gustav.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Hector look takes down to him. Look down to Foxtrot.
Mm,
ooh.
Yeah.
If you do it, oh yeah. Hotel takes Gustav and you've opened up a double attack on Hotel 2.
Yep.
Yeah.
Queen takes Hotel 2 check will be murderous.
Yes.
Which is justifying Black's dark square strategy, isn't it? Well, White tried to block the dark squares, and Black said, I'm not going to let you. It was two different philosophies. You know, like two political parties from both ends of the spectrum were fighting it out. And at the moment, it's not clear who's got the better of it. White's got two pawns, but Black's about to get some initiative going here.
White must to play bishop Delta 2, I think.
Delta 2?
Yes.
Black will play knight echo 4.
Yeah.
Here's your reminder.
You could bishop echo 1.
Yes.
Here's your
exercise. I think Black would prefer not to take a pawn. Even if White plays pawn bravo 4, I'm not sure if Black would want to take on Charlie 3. Black's pieces, bishop golf 7 and knight echo 4, are far better than White's bishop on echo 1. So you just leave it where it is.
I think there's a... excuse me.
All right. Well, what White's philosophy is take a second pawn and trade down for an ending. So we're no longer looking for pawn bravo 4, pawn bravo 5, but that moment has gone. So this has absorbed the pressure. This is set pieces up to challenge pieces.
Knight
Cesar 2,
maybe.
Knight Charlie 2 to Delta 4 again. Yeah.
Delta 4?
Knight Charlie 2, Delta 4, maybe.
Yes. Knight 2.
Threatening. Well, you're not threatening to come in anywhere, but you might be able to gang up on Charlie 6 at some point.
Wait a minute. You said the pawn bravo 4 setup is gone now. Is that because of the queen?
I think the queen's wanted king side. You've spent two moves on the king side to do nothing with the queen side. So you've taken a second pawn. You could have left the fox at 5 pawn where it is, and had a piece aggressive on delta 4, a piece aggressive on delta 3. Rook bravo 1, pawn bravo 4, 5 was a good randomizing one. Even if you lose your Charlie 5 pawn in the process. So White is now thinking in terms of neutralizing pieces.
So why not Queen Echo 5?
Where would the Black Queen go? Probably Foxtrot 7.
Wait, Queen is on Echo 5.
No, the White Queen is on Foxtrot 5.
Oh, yeah. All right, well then.
And then the Queen.
Queen Echo 5, Queen goes to Foxtrot 7. Maybe comes out to Hotel 5.
And Black
with ideas of knight golf 4 probing around the White King side, forcing White to make a pawn move and come back.
Knight. But maybe knight.
Queen,
you win another pawn in golf 5.
Foxtrot takes bishop 5.
Ooh, that pins the Foxtrot 7. So Queen Foxtrot 7 is no good.
No good, yes. Not working. But Delta 7.
Okay, Queen Echo 5, Queen Delta 7.
Yes.
Foxtrot takes all 5.
Hotel takes god 5.
Queen takes.
Can't throw rook.
Bishop takes.
No bishop.
If you play bishop takes god 5, black might play knight echo 4. Opening up the god 7.
No, rook.
Okay, queen delta 7, foxtrot take gold 5, hotel takes.
Hotel takes gold 5, yeah.
Rook takes Felix 6, but I think not hotel takes gold 5, maybe knight stop 4.
Okay, maybe rook delta echo 8 first.
Yes.
Or after queen echo 5, queen delta 7, hotel takes gold 5, knight echo 4, and then black can play hotel takes gold 5.
Yes.
Yeah. The knight needs to be on echo 4 before we recapture on gold 5. That knight on echo 4 is the strongest piece on the board.
Black's getting a pretty good kingside attack.
If you play knight echo 4, I can take the hotel 6 pawn. Right?
Knight echo 4 exposes your queen. Bishop takes echo 5.
Right.
I was thinking to create a passed pawn, not to take gold 5. When I say queen echo 5, is queen delta 7, foxtrot 5. And then you created a pass pawn in foxtrot 5, protected with the king and the rook. And if knight echo 4, you can put queen echo 6, forcing again the queen to go away.
You can't afford to play queen echo 5.
Okay, queen echo 5, queen delta 7, pawn foxtrot 5, knight golf 4. And if queen echo 6, queen back to Charlie 7, you have problems on hotel 2, and your queen might be getting trapped on echo 6 if you're not careful. You might be able to hold it. You might. I think if black gets one of the rooks to echo 8 and comes in on echo 2, I think black's got sufficient compensation for the pawns. If black can get double rooks on the echo file.
I think before white. Doesn't white prepare first? Doesn't white get one of the rooks? See, if there was a rook on the echo file, when he plays queen to echo 5.
Yeah, you could play queen echo 5 and then queen echo 7.
White's two pawns up. He needs to get some more pieces into the game.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to give black any hint of an attack. Why risk it when you're two pawns up?
Queen echo 5 walks into an extra attack. Now, unless you're getting queens off by force, or you could play queen echo 5 to push the black queen to delta 7 and then come back queen echo 2 and try to start defending.
You're still going to hit by a rook then.
All right, well, white gets on with some developments. The game move for white is bishop echo 3. I think you can guess where that's going. Delta 4 to trade dark squared bishops if we can. All right, block supply.
That was a terrible bishop White had. Now he's making it good. That's That was a good move.
So, well, which was the white move of the game?
White game move is bishop echo 3. Looking to play bishop delta 4, which will almost certainly force an exchange of dark square bishops somewhere.
We could even straighten out white's pawns.
Yeah.
Well, it's a wonderful white played bishop echo 3. Game move, bishop echo 3. Mm-hmm. Black to play. Come on, there's a square just begging to be occupied.
Knight echo 4!
Yeah. You don't bother developing your rooks yet. You don't know where they're going to be. So just put a piece on a wonderful square and sit back and say to white, all right, see what threats I've got now. You calculate what I can do. And also, the knight echo 4 stops the queen from retreating, delta 3, charlie 2.
Yep.
Okay, white continues with the plan. Game move for white is bishop delta 4.
So the game move for black was knight echo 4, huh?
Game move knight echo 4 for black.
All right.
That's the best. It's the best piece. All right, I say it's the strongest piece on the board. Clearly, queen is worth 9 points and a knight is worth 3. But if you look at what both queens are doing, they're hardly worth their 9 points. This knight is the best minor piece on the board. And it's better than white's rook on Foxtrot 1 and white's rook on Anna 1. Now, in 20 moves' time, it might not be as strong as them. At the moment, it's better than them.
Maybe you should consider rook takes knight.
Yeah, rook alpha 1 takes knight. Rook alpha echo 1 takes knight echo 4. If you get a third pawn in the process, then yeah.
Yeah.
Because this piece is going to be a real nuisance on echo 4.
Yes.
Like, how do you challenge it? You would have to play knight bravo 1 and somehow protect delta 2 and play knight delta 2. So you'd have to play rook alpha delta 1, knight bravo 1, knight delta 2 just to challenge it.
All
right, back to play. So you're just getting a piece into a queenside piece over to the kingside. Yep, regain a tempo. Yep, sensible. The rook on delta 8 goes to foxtrot 8. The game move for black is rook delta foxtrot 8. And the white queen has got to make a decision. Where is she going to go?
Oh boy. Brilliant.
What happened after knight echo 4?
Bishop delta 4.
Bishop delta 4.
And then rook delta fox dot 8.
Delta fox.
See, now this is a move I understand. I would have done that.
Well, you can try pushing her forwards, queen echo 6, queen golf 6.
Mm-hmm. Queen golf 6 has its points since you're hitting my bishop.
The bishop is virtually forced to trade.
Yeah, that's good because then you straighten out your pawns as well.
Yeah, but then black will start playing golf takes foxtrot 4, playing rook hotel golf 8.
Oh, yeah. As you say, you can't have everything.
Looks as though she's forced backwards.
She So it's either golf 4 or hotel 3?
Yeah.
Well, if you think about this, if black is going to play bishop takes delta 4, would you prefer to be on the 4th rank or the 3rd rank? And if so, which one and why?
Sure, in the 3rd rank.
So you can possibly get across to the queen side at last, maybe?
Yes, I've won games because my opponent, I was attacking their opponent's king and the queen was way over and couldn't get over to help defend. I mean, I've seen that happen. It's happened to me too when I had my... I think the 3rd rank is better.
Okay, with options of heading queenside, maybe.
Yeah, right.
White agrees. The game move for white is queen, hotel 3. Right, now, it's black to play. You have to decide, do you permit white to play bishop takes golf 7? Which brings your queen to golf 7, or do you want your queen to be on Charlie 7? So which means you have to play.
I would permit.
You let it happen, okay?
Yeah, because then you got your rooks on Foxtrot and Hotel. You could start getting them lined up for the king attack.
If you keep queen on Charlie 7, you can play golf takes Foxtrot 4 and win a pawn.
Well, that's true.
In fact, you could play golf takes Foxtrot 4 now anyway if you wanted.
Right.
So the only question is, which pawn structure do you want white to have? Do you want white to have a pawn on Charlie 3 or a pawn on Delta 4? Maybe it doesn't make a great difference, or does it?
Well, you'd rather undouble your pawns, I think.
A pawn on Charlie 3 is not a target. A pawn on Delta 4 is a potential target.
Even a pawn on Charlie 5 is a target.
I'd take the Foxtrot pawn.
And see what white does.
Yeah.
Now it's black to play, no?
It's black to play. Yeah, so you either
Why not push the hotel pawn, hotel 5? No, you lose the pawn.
Now you've got hotel 2 fairly well protected. White might open up. Got Foxtrot 4 takes golf 5.
Yeah.
Okay. You have knight takes golf 5, okay. Queen golf 3. Allow double golf pawns just to get queens off. You can liquidate that double golf pawns quite easily. To produce a single passed pawn.
If you talk with
black
the golf...
Black would not trade queens.
If you took with the golf pawn, then if white took with the bishop on golf 7, the queen would come over, and you could eventually get a rook behind it, and even at some stage, Foxtrot 3.
Yeah, but you've got your queen and rook the wrong way around.
Right.
You would like a rook on a semi-open file rather than the queen on golf 7. A rook on golf 8. A rook on golf 8 is better than having a queen on golf 7. You're right, pawn Foxtrot 3. If you play golf takes Foxtrot 4, at some point pawn Foxtrot 3 is going to become dangerous. These are ideas that you should be thinking of.
At the moment, we're there's at the moment, knight on hotel 5 is correct, isn't it?
I think that's the thing.
Knight on Echo 4.
Our knight is
on Echo 4.
Where is our knight?
It's on Echo 4.
What knight? Echo
4. Sorry?
Where's Anna 6. The white knight is Anna's Alpha 3, and black knight is Echo 4.
Sorry.
Is that now white cast an undefeated pawn in Fox's 4. Why do you cannot take it with rook? Rook takes Fox's 4, for example.
Black wants to keep rooks on. The black rook, white rook is passive. The black rook can be aggressive behind a pawn on Fox's 4. White, black does not want to trade rooks on Fox's 4.
I think black's move is taking Gustav 5. Felix 4. It seems the most advantageous option.
Well, the problem is black white will play bishop takes golf 7, putting your queen on the golf file.
Take the bishop first.
Putting black queen on the golf. Yeah.
Bishop takes golf 4.
Yeah, black wants queen and rook for black on the golf file does nothing. Because white has a queen on hotel 3.
I'm curious, but
if you put a rook on golf 8, you can then double rooks on the golf file, and that will give white some problems.
When you take Felix 4 by Gustav Pawn, it's already protected by the rook Felix 8. Like what if?
Yeah.
White plays Gustav 7. What's the problem with for the black? What's the problem with taking Gustav 7 by queen, since the pawn is already protected by the rook?
The best piece for the Gustav file is a rook, not the queen. You want rooks on Gustav and Fox top file. And the queen from Charlie 7. The idea is to play golf takes Fox.4, have rooks on golf 8, Fox.8, and then start looking for moves like pawn Fox.3. So your queen is over on Charlie 7, aiming at hotel 2. The queen does not want to be on the golf file. The queen wants to be aiming into the king's side down the diagonal.
Mm-hmm.
So the game move for black is bishop takes bishop delta 4.
Yep. Check. Let's check.
And that keeps the black queen over on the queen's side.
Before we want, how about for black playing pawn to go 4 instead of taking the bishop?
Sorry, say again.
Golf 4 for black instead of the bishop takes bishop.
Well, you might as well have an extra pawn on Fox 4 rather than give away another golf. If you give away golf 4, queen takes golf 4.
Right.
You're going to be 3 pawns down then.
But you're opening up the king.
Yeah, but you're opening up the king anyway by playing bishop takes bishop followed by fox golf takes fox top.
All right. Anyway, okay.
Bishop takes delta 4 check. Charlie 3 takes delta 4.
You would have come back.
Game move. Charlie 3 takes delta 4. And the game move for black is golf 5 takes Foxtrot 4. So it looks to me as if the battle of the dark squares, which white started with pawn echo 5, or you could say white started the battle of the dark squares with pawn Foxtrot 4 and continued with pawn echo 5, has been won by black. So black is only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Black is only one pawn down. White queen is defending. Black queen is defending with possibilities of attacking. The white queen is defending, and she hasn't really got possibilities of attacking. The black rook's already... Once Rook Hotel Golf 8 comes in, black will have virtually every piece joining in the attack, ready to attack.
Wow.
Well, it's white to play. Bishop takes four to four. Charlie, your takes four to four.
He can move queen to Bravo 3 check right now.
Yeah.
Or Bravo 5, did it? Bravo 4, did it?
He can start his queen attack again. Rook to Bravo 1, actually. Yeah, and queen and pawn to Bravo 4 and Bravo 5 and
if
all
that. If you play Rook Alpha Bravo 1, you have to be careful about Knight Delta 2.
That's true. Yeah. Let's see here.
And again, like, when you do Queen Bella 3, whatever, wherever Black King will go, and after that, you'll have to think of going somewhere else because it's still Knight Delta 2 possible.
Yep, so you set yourself up for a 4. Queen Bravo 3 check sets yourself up for the Knight Delta 2 4.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
I think for now, for Black, it's Felix 3 square is so good. And yeah, I think yeah. White has to think about that square.
Yeah. White must keep very careful control of Foxtrot 3. Yeah. Maybe Rook Alpha Delta 1 intending Rook Delta 3. But all White is doing now is trying to hold the position on the king side. All right, let's see what happens. You have to make decisions in a game. White in the game plays Queen Bravo 3 check.
Oh, okay.
So going for the attack. If you wanted to defend Rook Alpha Delta 1, Rook Delta 3, and bring the Alpha 3 Knight back into the game somehow. You know, Knight Bravo 1, Knight Delta 2, or Rook Alpha Delta 1, Knight Bravo 1, Delta 2. Something, anything to challenge these white pieces. But White's playing for the attack now. But White could have had the attack some 6 moves, 7 moves earlier. Instead of playing Knight takes Foxtrot 5, White could have been going Rook Bravo 1, 4, 5.
That's what I said, I think. Anyway, well, what about Knight to...
Queen Bravo 3 check.
Black's
move.
The knight and Alpha 3 is in the wrong place. The knight has to get back to either Delta 2 or Charlie 3 to challenge Echo 4. If you go knight, if White can arrange Knight Delta 2, then it challenges both Echo 4 and tries to defend Foxtrot 3. So I think instead of Queen Bravo 3 check, I think Rook Delta 1, Knight Bravo 1, yes. Knight Delta 2, and just try and keep control of Foxtrot 3. Because Black's got the best minor piece on the board. In fact, this is the best piece on the board now, the Knight and Echo 4.
What's wrong about Bella 4? Instead of Queen Bella 3.
Black will continue with what we're about to see in game.
Yeah, but you can push the Bella 4, Bella 5, and take some advantage on Bella 5.
I think the White Queen was needed to defend the King, and White should proceed on the Queen side attack. But now he's taking the queen away from the protection of the king. It's fair game there.
Yep.
Yeah, well, as has been pointed out, the strongest piece to defend against an attacking queen is a defending queen. So, you know, if your opponent is in the attack with their queen, you should really think about bringing your own queen back, unless, of course, you're committed so heavily to your own attack that you either win or lose, you know, by attacking. If you've sacrificed a rook for an attack, then you have to carry on. If you're a rook down, you don't bring your queen back to challenge your opponent's queen. But if material is equal and your opponent looks like their queen is beginning to become too strong, then bring your own queen back. So white has got the queen in defending. All right, let's see what happens. I'm suggesting white should be looking to defend here. Rook delta 1, knight bravo 1, knight delta 3, knight delta 2, just to strengthen it, just to challenge echo 4 and try to strengthen foxtrot 3.
Wait a minute, black's got to get out of check first.
Yeah, I know. I'm just suggesting that white should consider rook delta 1. Instead of moving the queen, white should consider rook delta 1. Bravo 1, knight delta 2. Right. Leave the queen on hotel 3.
Can it be possible?
I made his position worse by moving the queen over here, I think. Which is...
Yeah, he's nothing to follow up with, really.
That's it, yeah.
All right, queen, bravo. Yeah, you're right. The queen is a one-woman attack. Okay, queen, bravo, 3, check. The game move for black is king, alpha, 8. And we have to get out... King Alpha
H. White's move might be, actually, my suggestion. Rook Alpha Delta 1.
No, that is a suggestion. That's not the game move.
No, how? King Alpha 8 is...
No. White Rook is on Alpha 1.
No, I'm suggesting in response to King Alpha 8, this is white to play, right? Right now, white to play.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. But
I mean, since the threat is Knight Delta 2, white can play Rook Anna Delta 1.
Yeah, all right, yeah. And still be defending, yeah. Yeah, all right, Rook Alpha Delta 1 with the idea of Knight Bravo 1 Delta 2.
Then you get the knight out here.
Yeah. All right. Black has played King Alpha H, and it's white to play.
Black is
supposed to. I agree. Rook Alpha Delta 1 with Knight Bravo 1 Delta 2 is a plan.
Yeah. Black is threatening a 4.
Yeah. Black has got a strong position here. Black has got the queen on Charlie 7, just waiting for the foxtrot 4 pawn to advance. A knight on echo 4 controlling dark squares. A rook is going to come to the gold file. Every black piece is going to be working, aiming over. They're just hovering, waiting for something to happen in the white camp. In the meanwhile, what has white got? Absolutely nothing. All right, the game move for white is queen alpha 4. So that gets out of the knight delta 2-4. All right. So
what
game
is trying to do? I don't understand.
Well, I don't.
We can proceed with attack, but it's too slow.
I get the feeling that white is a player who likes to have a comfortable position. A position without weaknesses. Yeah, black has been playing to create self-weaknesses. White has been playing to avoid them. So white should have gone rook bravo 1, pawn bravo 4, pawn bravo 5, and just let the position open up, even if you lose a Charlie 5 pawn. White would have had an attack before Black gets this sort of position on the king side.
I'm just curious, is White or was White intentional when doing that? Because I'm just curious, like, if whether or not White is capable of seeing the threat of Felix 3, Rook Castaway, and so on.
Maybe not. Maybe White is not a very tactical player. But then again, White did open pawn echo 4. If you're going to open pawn echo 4, you have to be capable of playing tactics. Because Black can play some very nasty variations on you. If you open pawn echo 4, pawn echo 5, knight foxtrot 3, you have to be prepared for Black playing pawn delta 5 on move 2. Very tactical. And you have to be prepared for Black playing pawn foxtrot 5 on move 2. Again, very tactical. So if you want a comfortable life in the opening, play pawn delta 4. If you want to come out fighting, play pawn echo 4. And that's what White has done. So, you know, White has not been consistent. White has been sort of playing in one way and playing in another way. So maybe this is just one of those games where White has had a bad day at the office. Okay, Queen Alpha 4. It can't do anything on its own. It needs support. And in the meanwhile, but Black is preparing to put a rook on the golf file, maybe double rooks on the golf file, and pawn foxtrot 3 is in the air. And now the white queen has wandered off the third rank, so it makes possibilities of pawn foxtrot 3 even more likely.
I think he has dreams of Bravo 4 or 5 now, but it's going to be too slow.
It's looking... All right, let's see what happens, yeah.
I think Gustavate, Rook, Hector Gustavate is the move for Black.
Yeah, it's fairly obvious, isn't it? Yeah.
Rook, Hector, Golf 8.
The game move for Black is Rook, Hotel, Golf 8. Yeah, just take the semi-open file. Yeah, okay. So Queen Alpha 4, she's looking as if she's doing something, but she isn't. Rook, Hotel, Golf 8, game move. Well, White decides to take an evasive manoeuvre. There's clearly plans involving pawn foxtrot 3 here. The golf 2 pawn is pinned.
Yes.
So Black gets the king off the file. The game, sorry, White. White plays game move, White plays king, hotel 1.
Sensible decision.
Yeah.
Well, pawn foxtrot 3 will be forced in sooner, very soon. It's got to be in Black's mind, pawn foxtrot 3. It's just a question of when.
And also you can play Gustav 1 as well.
Oh, Rook Gustav 1, knight hotel, knight foxtrot 2 check is tricky.
Yes. Take me.
Yeah.
Knight golf 3 check is also.
Yeah. All right, it's black to play. This. All right.
Rook Gustav 4.
What's your plan?
Double rooks.
Double the rooks, yes.
I think fox.
Okay.
What was it?
We haven't moved yet.
Foxtrot 3, I think.
No? Foxtrot 3?
Gustav takes fox.
Gustav takes foxtrot 3.
Pawn all coming out. King. This
or rook takes.
Pawn would be amazing.
No, not rook. If rook takes, checkmate. It has to take by Gustav.
Yeah. pawn foxtrot 3, white rook takes foxtrot 3, golf takes foxtrot 3, knight foxtrot 2 check, always check, it might be mate.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yes.
But white will not play. White will not play rook takes foxtrot 3. If pawn foxtrot 3, white would play golf takes foxtrot 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. You want to prepare this. Yeah. Now, there's a slight problem in the black queen side. If at the moment the black queen can't join in the attack, can she? Mm-hmm. Because queen take Charlie 6 would be an annoyance.
Mm-hmm. I think
so. The black queen is tied down to protect. Yeah, go on.
No, excuse me, I just interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, go on. I think you're getting the right idea.
I was going to say. Rook Gloucester 4 is the is very advantageous move because it enables black to do various things, including doubling the rook, including like going through the Hector line if possible by rook and so on.
Rook 4 and maybe pawn foxtrot 3 threatening queen takes hotel 2. Yeah, all right, that's an idea, putting rook on the hotel final.
Maybe put in Delta 7 for black. So you can keep an eye on the pawn and put him in on the king side.
One of all groups has to go to the 6th row. So, Rook Foxtrot 6 or Rook Gustav 6.
So, you want to overprotect Charlie 6 so that the queen is then free to move.
Oh, you can do that.
So, if need be. So, when the king side opens up, the queen will be free to invade. Even if she invades without check, she will be free to invade.
Yeah. I must decide if I want the queen behind the rook or upon the rook. So if I want the queen behind the rook, I move the rook golf to golf 6 and then the queen to golf 7, and if I go the queen behind the rook, well, that's it.
Yep, the game move is rook golf 6.
Golf 6.
Golf 6.
You want the queen behind the rook, not upon the rook.
Well, you can put the queen behind the rook, you can put the other rook behind the rook. Yeah, there's lots of options open, but the most important point is you protect Charlie 6. So the queen, the black queen, can now move freely if she wants. Yeah. Right. So the game move for black is rook golf 6. White to play. Are you going to try and defend this position, or are you going to try and attack?
He's committed to the attack now, but I think
he better defend.
It's very late to make an attack for white, I think.
I think white should accept its destiny. time to die.
You might as well try borrow more, hope black screws it up, which he won't.
Well, he can, but black, he can hope for that, but black's been.
All right, maybe if you're going to defend, knight Charlie 2,
yep.
Knight Echo 1, and try and put a knight on foxtrot 3. Or leave the knight covering foxtrot 3.
But the question is whether white has enough time to secure
or get over there.
Defense.
Yeah, because double rooks, knight Charlie 2, rook. Foxtrot golf 8, you have to guard your golf 2 pawn. And if you play rook golf 1, knight foxtrot 2 comes in again. And you cannot play rook foxtrot 2.
White has three of his pieces on the alpha file. Bad place to be.
Yeah. And two of them doing nothing, yeah. All right, so maybe White's just playing for mistake from Black now. Yeah. Maybe Rook Charlie 1, intending Rook Charlie 2, is an idea. All right, so the game move for White is Rook Foxtrot 3.
Oh, okay.
Well, possibly looking to swing across to the queen side.
Queen to golf 7 is, and then rook to rook takes.
Ah, the advantage of rook foxtrot 3, that when a piece moves, it does quite a few things. Sometimes it creates options for somebody else.
Aphorism.
It's not. No, there isn't one. It's not punch or duck.
Well, I can double his rooks.
Yeah, he can now.
No, something happened. Something is available to White now that was not available when the White rook was back on Foxtrot 1.
He can move to golf. No, he can move to hotel
3
now.
The Foxtrot 1 square's been released.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something else is still available to White.
Rook Alpha to Felix 1.
And something else?
Rook Alpha Golf 1.
Rook Alpha Golf 1.
Right. That it was
could, it could not happen with the rook on Foxtrot. If the rook on Foxtrot 1 goes to Golf 1, Knight Foxtrot 2 is mate. So Rook Foxtrot 3 keeps a guard on Foxtrot 2, whilst opening the back rank for the Golf 1 Rook, for the Rook to come to Golf 1 if need be.
Mm-hmm.
So if you double Rooks, White can play Rook Golf 1.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's our dynamic move on the King side for Black? What's the move we hope will blow White away?
Hector 5, maybe.
It might be a move that is, at the moment, illegal.
Oh.
What's the move we were all planning to break White open with?
A queen move.
Queen to hotel 2.
Well, how you need a move before that.
Right, well, you said it would be illegal, so.
Okay, yeah. You can't get your queen to hotel 2 sensibly.
Not now, no. The pawn is blocked. Then.
What was the move you were looking at? The dynamic move that was in the air a few moves ago?
Knight delta 2. Expulsing the rook and pushing the top of the pawn.
Sorry, say again.
Is it White's move, right?
No, White has just played rook foxtrot 3.
Okay.
Black to play.
Knight delta 2 and pushing the top of the pawn to top of the 3.
Ah, so you want to move the foxtrot pawn, but you can't because the rook's in the way. But if you play knight delta 2, White can go rook delta 3.
Yes. Or rook.
You might. Or rook to foxtrot 2 attacking it, and then you come back knight echo 4 again. It's tricky. Knight delta 2, rook foxtrot 2. You might be able to play pawn foxtrot 3, That's after rook takes delta 2, you just lost a piece.
What about knight goal 5?
So the knight attacks the rook without coming under attack itself next move.
Yes.
So if the knight retreats to golf 5, you're temporarily closing the golf file, but you're forcing white to move the rook or lose an exchange. And if the rook moves, you then have knight and foxtrot 8 rook to force the pawn to foxtrot 3. So this is it. This is the game move for black. Knight, golf 5. Forcing the white rook to either, if it stands still, well, black then probably has a technical win. Exchange for a pawn. International Master should be able to do that. You and I might take 40 or 50 moves to do it, but International Master will do it. So knight golf 5, the rook gives way, and then black has pawn foxtrot 3. All right, where are you going to put the rook? Any ideas? There's probably only one sensible move, isn't there?
Foxtrot
2. Knight golf 5. All right. Okay, so there's two possibilities. But if you put the rook on foxtrot 2, when black plays pawn foxtrot 3, after pawn foxtrot 3, the knight could come to echo 4 and attack your rook again.
Right.
Delta 3.
It's as good as any. Yeah. So what we're deciding is, if you play rook foxtrot 2, pawn foxtrot 3, followed by knight echo 4, and if rook takes the pawn on foxtrot 3, we've analysed this. Black trades rooks on foxtrot 3, golf takes foxtrot 3, and we have our knight foxtrot 2. Always check. It might be.
It's a smothered mate.
It's a smothered mate because the golf file is fully open. Yeah.
Yep.
So white decides rook foxtrot 2 is no good. So the game move for white is rook bravo 3.
Rook?
Bravo
3.
Yep.
Bravo
3. Yes. Where is the queen? Alpha 4. Alpha 4. Alright, it's black to play. The only question is this the right time or not? So
it's the right time.
Okay, well let's have a quick count up. Let's have a look at white's attacking pieces.
Knight queen on c7, true.
Let's set up the pieces. Yeah, black queen is on Charlie 7. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Queen alpha 4 is attacking. Rook bravo 3 is attacking. Knight alpha 3 is not attacking. Rook alpha 1 is not attacking. So the attack count equals 2. The black attack count equals a foxtrot pawn, a golf 5 knight, a golf 6 rook, a foxtrot 8 rook. That's 4. It's 4 against 2. And if you play pawn foxtrot 3, despite being on Charlie 7, she's coming into play. So if you play pawn foxtrot 3, the black attack count is 5. The white's attack count is 2. And if you play pawn foxtrot 3, the white defense count is 1. The white king on hotel 1 is the only thing defending you. All right. Are you going to play it?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Game move for black is pawn foxtrot 3. So what are you going to do? There is a variety of threats. There's pawn takes pawn, check. There's pawn foxtrot 2 to foxtrot 1. I mean, pawn takes golf two, check, king takes knight, echo four. I'm sure there are quicker ways to commit suicide. No, are you going to open this up? Are you going to leave this? Or are you going to push past with pawn golf three?
Golf three.
No, you shouldn't let a pawn get that far down. I've been, it's not a good thing. Let that pawn get that down, far down.
All right. If you trade, pawn takes, golf takes foxtrot three. Black will play knight takes foxtrot three.
Rook.
Which threatens queen takes hotel two mate.
Right.
You would have to play rook takes knight foxtrot three. And then black plays rook takes rook, foxtrot three. Okay. And then you're an exchange down, your king is wide open. The first black queen check is probably mate.
Oh, Steve is right.
there's nothing left.
So, all right, so diagnose a lost position and make it as difficult for your opponent as possible.
Opening
the position up will do you no good. You might as well try and keep it close for as long as you can. The game move for white is pawn, golf three. All right, black to play.
Foxtrot two.
If you do pawn, foxtrot two. First of all, pawn foxtrot two. White would have to play rook foxtrot one. I agree, it's a horrible position. But there was another suggestion there.
Knight echo four.
Yes, knight echo four.
Bringing your best piece back into play again.
Yeah. Threatening Gustav three also.
Also, foxtrot 2.
Yeah, foxtrot 2 also.
And if white then plays rook foxtrot 1, you have knight delta 2 forking a pair of rooks.
Yes. Yep,
you do.
So you prepare it. Leave the threat of pawn foxtrot 2 for next move. was it Botvinnik or Nimzowitsch? One of them said the threat is stronger than the execution. I think it's Botvinnik. If you play pawn foxtrot 2, your opponent doesn't have to worry about it next move because you've played it. If you strengthen your position with knight echo 4, your opponent then has to calculate pawn foxtrot 2 next move with your pieces in a stronger position. But this is it. The game move for black is knight echo 4. Well, if it was black to play now, what would you do?
No.
If black had another move.
Knight takes Gustav 3, check. Hector takes Gustav.
White move now.
No. Didn't
yeah,
you?
I know. If it was black to play, what would you do?
Okay, I would do knight takes Gustav 3.
Yes!
Hector takes Gustav 3.
Yeah.
Queen takes Gustav 3. And pray for survival.
Yeah, you have checkmate queen golf 2 and queen hotel 3. And no single move will stop both. So this is your threat. Knight takes golf 3, hotel takes golf 3, queen takes golf 3. This is why black puts a rook on golf 6 to protect Charlie 6.
Rook Anna Gustav, Gustav 1, White's response might be.
Black king on Anna 8 or Bella 7?
Anna 8.
Anna 8. Queen Anna 4.
Queen on a 4, Rook Bravo 3.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Knight Foxtrot 2 is... Oh, I'm sorry. Gustav, go ahead.
If Queen takes Gustav 3, Queen takes Cesar 6.
Is a Rook on golf 6?
Rook on golf 6.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
That is why Black plays Rook golf 6. So that if a sacrifice does come in on golf 3, the Queen can come in and the Charlie 6 pawn is still defended.
Yes. Okay.
But it's white to play. You're happy that... So if white does nothing, we play knight takes golf 3. All right. White in the game plays queen alpha 6. He's threatening something like knight bravo 5. Yeah. And if pawn takes bravo 5, queen takes golf 6.
But it's very clever.
Game
move for white, queen on a 6.
Queen alpha 6, yeah. Game move white, queen alpha 6. Alright, black to play. What are you going to do?
Knight Gustav 3.
Alright.
If you said queen takes alpha 6, what was it after that? I missed something there with the knight. Oh.
And if pawn takes Bella 5, queen takes Gustav 6.
Yeah, the threat is knight bravo 5. With the idea, if black plays Charlie takes bravo 5, the golf 6 rook will be captured. Golf 6 rook is unprotected. This is white's plan.
Yeah.
This is white's plan, but it's black's play.
It's... Black isn't gonna fall for that.
Knight takes Gustav 3, queen takes Gustav 3, knight Bella 5.
And then queen golf 2 mage?
Yes.
Or queen hotel 3 mage? Or queen hotel 4 mage?
Any hotel.
Alright, so you're happy the game, you should play knight chase golf 3, yeah?
Yes!
That's right.
Yes.
All right. The game move is knight takes golf 3 check.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just check this. If hotel takes golf 3.
Yes.
Queen takes golf 3. What can white do? The threat is queen hotel. Then queen hotel 4 check.
Queen hotel
4 check. The white king cannot step onto the golf file. White can only play queen hotel 3, and then queen takes hotel 3 mate.
That's it.
Goodbye, queen.
So if pawn takes knight, queen takes pawn, golf 3. There is no way to defend against threats of queen hotel 4 and queen golf 2 check. Queen foxtrot 1 defends one of them, but not both. So the game move for white is king golf 1.
Yes.
I would never do it.
Golf 4.
Yeah, king golf 1. All right, the only question is, which square do you go to and why?
I would not. Oh no. Maybe.
I assume you are going. Oh! Actually, there might be another move.
Knight echo 2 check!
That's right. 2 checks.
Well, there are, in fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, there are 5 check moves. There are 7.
No, I meant, with the knight, 2 simultaneous checks with knight echo 2.
Oh, well, that's a double discovered, yeah.
Yep.
But is it the right one?
Felix 2, maybe.
Felix 2, maybe. Yeah, I was just analyzing it.
If Felix 2, Knight Echo 4, check
okay.
Again.
Felix 2, King Gustav.
Knight Echo 4. Now, where are you going?
I think there are several ways to win this.
Starting with Felix 2. Felix 2 check. There's King. only move. King Gustav. Golf, King Golf 2.
Yeah.
Then a discover check. In
It's Felix 2 check, right?
Yep, pawn Felix 2.
Okay, fox top 2, king golf 2, then how do you follow it up?
Knight echo 4.
Knight fox 1.
What king takes?
Well, king takes fox top 1, rook golf 1 check, king echo 2, and then rook takes alpha 1. You won an exchange. Is there better?
Knight echo 4 check.
Alright, let's analyse knight echo 2 check first. Alright, fox top 2 check, you can win an exchange. But you might have better. Knight echo 2 check, king fox top 2. Rook golf 2 check, king echo 3. If the white king gets to delta 3, he might be escaping. So, did anyone play through the notes on the 103 move ending?
Yeah. But
where did that come?
I published
after Felix 2 on King Golf 2, then Felix 1 equal Queen check.
There's a rook and queen. The queen and alpha 6. Oh, yeah, you just play knight takes check and win a rook. Yeah, fox top 2 check, king golf 2, fox top 1 promotes to a queen. If white does nothing, it's mate. A rook takes fox top 1, and you play knight takes fox top 1, check. And the king goes to hotel 1, and then it's queen takes hotel 2, mate.
Yep.
Yeah.
So foxtrot 2 wins. Foxtrot 2, king golf 2, foxtrot 1, rook takes foxtrot 1 for white, black knight takes foxtrot 1, discovered check, king hotel 1, queen takes hotel 2 is mate, or king hotel 3, queen takes hotel 2 is mate.
Yep.
Black is only an international master and missed it.
Interesting.
Right. On that form, it's going to be
It should be grandmaster or amateur.
Well, remember, he's under a clock. We're not.
Yeah. All right, let's just check this. Fox top 2 check. King golf 2 is forced. Fox top 1 check. Rook takes fox top 1 is forced. Knight takes fox top 1. Discovered check. King Hotel 1 or King Hotel 3, both Queen takes Hotel 2, mate. Yeah. All right. I can explain why he missed it.
But Rook takes Hotel 3.
Eh?
If Queen King Hotel 3, Rook
takes... Rook takes Hotel 3.
Rook takes Hotel 3, right?
If King Hotel 3, Queen takes Hotel 2, is mate at the end of the line.
Queen takes
right.
Hotel. Okay.
Queen takes hotel 2. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
When knight after knight takes foxtrot 1 discovered check, king hotel 3 or king hotel 1, queen takes hotel 2 for black is mate.
Right. Yes.
What well, happened?
Black found a sequence of moves with which he felt happy. So he found one sequence of moves and played it. So Black is going to find another sequence of moves leading to a similar result. So there's another mating sequence for you to find.
Where are the Fox pieces?
Pawn Foxtrot 3, Knight Pawn Foxtrot 3, Knight Golf 3, Pawn Hotel 2, King Golf 1.
Thank you.
King Golf 1, Pawn Hotel 2, Black Knight Golf 3, Black Pawn Foxtrot 3. So Black finds another checkmate. So congratulate yourself for finding Foxtrot 2, Foxtrot 1. That will do. We're not greedy. Checkmate is checkmate. But Black finds a different one. All right. The 103 move game was sent out a couple of days, maybe a day ago. It was only sent out to four lists. The Braille chess is a few games behind.
Oh.
If you're on US, ECA or FTP or Blind Chess or South Africa BCA, you would have got that game. All right, it's an ending where White had Bishop and Knight, and it talked a lot about a concept. It's called mini barriers, and that's where you line the Knight and Bishop up in a certain manner, and they control certain squares. They make it impossible for a defending king to get
right.
Back.
He had three squares in a row. The three squares in front of the king, he couldn't move to any of them. He had to go back to the back rank. Maneuvering the king, and he kept doing that to force the king into the square that he wanted.
Yeah, but it was the earlier process of lining up the bishop and knight to work in such a manner that they cut the options of the defending king down. They cut down the options. Now here, at the moment, the white king can escape to Foxtrot 2 if there's a check.
Knight to Echo 4.
So Knight to Echo 4 creates a mini barrier. The mini barrier is the square Golf 2 covered by Foxtrot 3 pawn, Foxtrot 2 covered by the Echo 4 Knight, and Echo 2 covered by the Foxtrot 3 pawn. So Black creates a mini barrier. Nice Echo 4 check. Well, clearly, if the White King, Black can put nothing in. White can put nothing in the way. If King Hotel 1, we are back with Knight Foxtrot 2, smothered an ace. So the game move for White is King. King Foxtrot 1. Now, if you want to be materialistic, you can play Knight Delta 2 check and play Knight takes Bravo 3 and be an exchanger and still have two rooks and a pass pawn and Queen takes Hotel 2 coming in. But is there better? Is there better?
Queen takes Hotel 2.
Yes.
All right, and then you threaten it. Then you're threatening Queen Golf 2, Queen Foxtrot 2, Rook Golf 1. All right, you can do it that way. And yes, you will win. Yeah, you will win. Queen takes Hotel 2 because your immediate threat is Rook Golf 1 mate. But it's all right, Queen takes Hotel 2 is a mate. If you played it in a game, I won't criticise you. But it's not the game move. All right, you found a win, so but can you find a flashy win?
Rook is still one check.
Well, the white king cannot come forward, so that has to be taken. Rook golf one check, king takes golf one. Where's your follow up?
Foxtrot 2.
Pawn Foxtrot 2 check, king goes back to golf Foxtrot 1.
Okay.
Knight go three.
Delta two.
Echo two.
But why you? Oh, all right. And then king go two.
Mm.
It's you've given up a rook for nothing at the moment.
Yes.
All right. Rook go one check. You must examine forcing moves, especially when you're a mating attack. Rook golf one check, king golf one. What happened when you played rook golf one check?
You moved the king.
Something else also happened. More than one thing can happen when you play a move.
It vacates the square for something else.
Yeah, and it also does something else. It vacates the file for somebody else.
Yeah. Or queen.
Yeah, queen got seven check. Then queen got
Okay, so rook golf one check. King takes golf one. There's no rook on the golf file now.
Yes.
So the queen can come to golf seven check. If the king goes to hotel one, you can choose between knight foxtrot two or queen golf two. If the king goes to foxtrot one, you have queen golf two check. If the king goes to echo one, you go queen delta two check, forcing the king back to golf one, and queen golf two is made. Queen takes hotel two is winning. So that the game move for black, playing to the crowd, is rook golf one check. The game move for white. Well, this
wait
guy.
Wait a minute. What happened before? Wait, did he move knight echo four or what?
Echo four check. Yeah. Setting up a mini barrier of golf two covered by a pawn, foxtrot two covered by a knight. Echo 2 covered by a pawn. So the knight on the fourth rank and the pawn on the fourth rank cut across totally the second rank. So black plays rook game move, rook golf one check. White game move plays king takes golf one. And the game move for black is queen golf seven check. How ironic. White started playing on the dark squares with pawn foxtrot 4. And pawn echo 5, and now it's the black queen who comes in on dark square. So what can the white king do? King hotel 1 allows queen golf 2, or knight foxtrot 2. King foxtrot 1, you come in queen golf 2 check. King echo 1, if you wanted to be cruel, you could promote your foxtrot pawn, but now. It's much more efficient to play queen delta two check, force the king back to golf to foxtrot one. That doesn't work. Hang on, queen golf two check, king echo one. What's the follow up?
No, it's king foxtrot one.
Yeah, it's king foxtrot one.
In that case, the mate must be queen golf two check, king echo one, pawn foxtrot two check. Oh, this is cruel. This is a cruelty for the sake of it.
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute. Where's the king now? Is he on Felix one or hotel one? I missed something here.
No. After king takes golf one, game move king takes golf one. The game move for black is queen golf seven check, and it's white.
Okay.
It's the white king to move. If it goes to the corner, knight foxtrot two is mate, and queen golf two is mate. So the king has to go to the centre. The king would go to foxtrot one. Black queen comes in golf two check. King goes to echo one. Pawn foxtrot two check. The king must step forward onto the second rank, king delta two check. Black now promotes the pawn foxtrot one, giving check from the queen on golf two. And if white bothers to move the king, Black will play queen takes queen alpha 6. Black will have two queens and a rook against white rook and knight. Oh, two rooks and knight. Two rooks and knight, yeah.
Oh, my heavens.
So basically, black's a whole queen up. So after queen golf 7 check, black white resigns.
Okay.
The finish would be king foxtrot 1. Queen comes in golf 2. King gecko 1 is forced. Pawn foxtrot 2 check. The king has to go to echo 2. Pawn foxtrot 1 becomes a queen. The king has to go to echo 3. Oh, I think the queen on foxtrot 1 going to foxtrot 3 mate is nice. Rook on foxtrot 8 coming to foxtrot 3 mate is okay. Queen on golf 2 to delta 2 mate is equally playable.
You could also take the queen on the alpha 6.
You could, yeah.
If you want to torture.
Chess can be very cruel at times. So, white, after queen golf 7 check, white resigns.
Wow.
I don't know what's happening, but I'm getting emails all under the sun.
White should have played on. At our level, you should have definitely played on, because black might have thrown in queen to echo 7, thinking it's checkmate, but instead it's queen takes queen and white wins.
Yeah, black could have played queen echo 2 check at the end and been a whole rook down.
And it's even overlooked that pieces can go backwards, especially queen. This is far away.
Well, that safe playing didn't pay off. Was safe and sensible, and black was kind of aggressive and dangerous, as you said, and it paid off for him.
Black took risks. Black invested with risky ideas, and they paid up.
I think White was winning the first half of the game. I think maybe he had clock problems, but his quality of play got a lot worse.
Yeah, that knight to alpha 3, I mean, that lost him momentum.
Well, it might have worked had White just expanded with pawn bravo 4, bravo 5 early on.
Attack, yeah.
He decided to go for the kingside pawn instead, and that
then black had to attack, and then white abandoned the king side to try to attack, but it was way too late. And the black attack succeeded then.
Yep, good game.
Yeah. Once black got in the exchange of bishops, followed by dot five takes foxtrot 4, the only player to have an attack was only ever going to be black. White would have no attack worthy of any strength. White just had to defend. But once black organised pawn foxtrot 3, that was it. It had gone. Every black piece was attacking, and every white piece was effectively.
And those pawns down at the third or those pawns down at the third and second rank, they just get more and more dangerous.
Yeah. Well, as I say, perhaps. Past pawns must be pushed. And, the coaching session spotted a quicker win and a safer, an easier win to calculate, because the rook golf 1 check needed precise calculation near the end. All right, they were all checks. They were all forcing moves, so they're fairly easy to calculate. The difficult mating variations to calculate are those where you have to play a move that sets up a check, and that gives your opponent a free move.
Then there are so many possibilities.
If you're always hitting check, 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 it's fairly easy to calculate, because your opponent either has to intervene with another piece or take your checking piece or move the king. and the easiest ones to calculate are where your opponent always has to move the king. But the most difficult macing attacks are where you come in where you're not giving check, and that gives your opponent so many free moves. Maybe down your end of the board, they might be able to throw in a piece sacrifice against your king.
But this game was a great example of how those coordinated pieces really became powerful. White just didn't have that. Black had it together, you know. All his pieces were working together, and blacks and whites just didn't seem to be. He didn't have that setup.
Well, I think somebody said there was a Fisherism. Maybe they were right. Tactics flow from a superior position. Black had the superior position. The tactics were there waiting to be found. Yeah.
Wow. That was a really fun. I actually understood a lot of that. A good bit of it, anyway.
So, if you're confronted with an opposite wing attack in the future, try playing on the side of the king, the side of the board where your opponent's king is castled. White left it far too late to try and get play in this game.
Well,
if you're interested, Black is a player you will have heard of because he was the first game in the series. He's the English international master, Michael Basman, who some of you might know as producers of Audio Chess. These were cassette tapes, the old C90 cassettes from the 1980s.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Doesn't he have a page on a certain paper?
I don't know. I don't get press cuttings anymore. He might well, but he set up a company giving chess analysis on cassettes. You probably won't have heard of it in the States.
Nope.
Who played with White?
An untitled player. His name is Russell Grammat. I think he's a United King, an English player. I don't think he ever went on to get a title of any sort. But in 2 years after this game, he got a FIDE rating of 2295. So yeah, that's almost FIDE Master level. So maybe he did get the FIDE Master title.
He played the first half of the game well, but the second half was poor. Maybe
he lost the initiative.
I think it was clock management, that's my guess. So maybe he learned to manage the clock and then he
could be 2295.
Or maybe he was trying to keep it under control and that was his mistake. He should have focused on an all-out queen side. Just tear the position open and see what happens.
That was the wrong strategy, what he did.
But maybe that's not his style of play. And that most definitely is the style of play of Mike Basman.
Oh, yes.
So you would be playing a dangerous game against a dangerous opponent. But sometimes it's the only way.
Yeah, if you just let him attack, you're probably going to lose. You might as well attack yourself.
Yeah. I mean, how many tempi did it cost White? Knight takes foxtrot 5. Queen takes foxtrot 5. But that's check. Queen hotel 3. Queen bravo 3. Queen alpha 4. Queen alpha 6. That's six moves to get a queen on alpha 6.
Moving his queen around like a beginner.
Yeah, whereas he could have just gone pawn bravo 4, 5. Rook bravo 1, 3 moves, and there's got to be some serious threats mounting.
You have something there, yes.
And if you force your opponent to think about your attack, then it might deflect them from mounting their own. The only piece Black needed to defend that position was the rook on golf six.
Yeah.
The black one single rook counteracted the entire white queenside piece, queenside arm. Queen, rook, knight were doing nothing except hoping to play queen takes Charlie six check.
He's not going to get that.
That's another example of being in the wrong side of the board. You know, when you're being attacked, you need to be on the same side.
And also, white took out of the board a pawn that was the Foxtrot 5 pawn that was obstructing the Felix file for black. And white removed that pawn as free.
Yeah. So white spent two moves to give black a semi-open foxtrot file.
And so
was could play golf takes foxtrot 4, opening up the golf file and threatening pawn foxtrot 3. And it was the foxtrot pawn that eventually won the game.
Yep. Yes. He used it against him. Wow.
You don't mind all right. Queen,
and instead of knight takes Felix 5, if queen alpha 6 directly check, that would be good, really good.
Yeah. Well, it's easy for us because we're not faced by one of the most dangerous players on the circuit. We're just casually sitting here on Sunday afternoon. If we make a bad suggestion, well, we don't have to play it. Yeah? If you come up with a bad idea, we can forget about it. Yeah, but you come up with a bad idea when the clock is ticking and there's a crowd round your board, oh dear.
You're stuck with it.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It was a good practice today again. I really appreciate and thank you for the thing. I need to go right now.
Okay.
I wish you all a good Sunday. And
likewise.
I hope we'll see you next week.
Yeah. And also, I invite you to tomorrow, if you have any time, you can just come and watch my tournament game around 17 UTC.
Who are you playing?
David. I mean, his name is David, but I don't remember.
Rosenko.
Rosenkota.
Is that him?
David Rosenkota.
Or Hilden?
No,
Hilden.
David Shaw. S C H U
A.
Shaw.
David Shaw. Yeah.
After a long time, it will be my first game. I haven't been participating in tournaments for a very, very long time because I had to choose either professionalizing in chess or continuing on my regular stuff, and I choose the latter. But for now, I decided to come back and try to love myself. We'll see what's going to happen.
What's your name again?
My name is Çağrı. I'm from Turkey, Istanbul.
Are you playing in the FTP tournament? FTP.
No, that's Tournoi Skype.
Oh, with Olivier. Olivier is running. I just played on that the other day. I played a game the other day.
What's your name, by the way?
Evan. EVAN.
Yeah.
I played someone named Yvette, but I won. Even though I made a couple mistakes, I still won. Not major blunders, but So yeah, okay. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I will see you guys next week. Also, I'm going to go get something to eat. So you guys take care. Thanks a lot, Paul.
You too. With this virus going around, there'll be more internet chess, I think. And by the way, the candidates tournament starts on Tuesday, I heard.
Well, the U.S. Chess Federation canceled their K through 12 championship here in Ohio. Yeah. I got an email about it the other day because of the moratorium on gatherings of larger than 100 people that we have here in Ohio. So they're canceling other events also. They just sent an email yesterday about canceling other events.
Yeah, well, all chess tournaments should be canceled.
I think anything about sports popular. Has been canceling all over the world right now.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for studying. See you next week.
Yes. Take care.
Take care, you too.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you, everybody. And see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
Okay, bye.